right about that, Joe Stazak. The Eagles are staying alive with a 32-30 win over the Houston Texans. Birds move to 8-7. Joe Torti, Joe Stazak here with you on the Fanatic post-game show. And Joe, that one ended up being a heart-in-your-chest kind of moment.
Little bit. It didn't need to be that way. It did not need to be that way. But, hey, listen, you know, they've shot themselves in the foot before, were unable to rebound from it, and today they did, but they were able to rebound from it. And, you know, Nick Foles, 471 yards, 4 touchdowns. You know, they got away with turning the ball over 3 times versus 1. Rarely do the football gods look down on you favorably when you're turning the ball over at a 3-1 clip. And, you know, got away with it. Nick Foles did a great job today, I thought. For the most part, did turn the ball over twice. But other than that, he was outstanding. And I thought the defense, despite giving up 30 points, came up big in certain situations.
Yeah, neither team really interested in running the ball. No. So this ended up being a quarterback versus quarterback matchup. Ended up being really, really good. Deshaun Watson didn't turn the ball over in terms of interceptions. So that was a good thing to see. Did lose the fumble, though, and that made a difference for the Birds. Nick Foles, really, really good game. 35 of 49, 471 yards. He had 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, and 1 fumble as well. But all in all, he was there when the team really needed him, and he stepped up in a big way against a good team in a big spot.
Yeah, very good team. You know, a team that had won... would they win 10 of 11 coming into the day? And, you know, they pulled one out against the Jets last week. And, you know, they're a team that has Super Bowl aspirations and a very good quarterback. I know they were down Lamar Miller today, but they have Clowney and Watt, Jonathan Joseph. They have good players on defense and well coached. And Birds, you know, it's a punch for punch, swing for swing. And, you know, whoever had the ball last, going to win this game. And unfortunately, it was the Eagles.
Now, we have to talk, too, about Zach Ertz, who played an absolutely unstoppable game today. 12 catches, 110 yards, 2 touchdowns. Also had a couple of big catches in the big spot down the line when they were trying to set that up for the game-winning field goal by Jake Elliott. And for all of the sideways looks that Zach Ertz gets, oh, how come the Eagles don't look anywhere else? I mean, Zach Ertz showed today why he's the number one receiving option on the offense.
Phenomenal game. He had like 7 catches before the game was like a minute old.
Yeah.
You know?
It was nuts.
Just kept going to him.
I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, yeah, everybody talks about how Nick Foles spreads the ball around. Zach Ertz has 8 catches by halftime. Yeah. What are we talking about?
It was all, you know, Foles and Zach today for the most part. Jeffrey, his favorite target, only 3 catches, but at 82 yards, you know. Ertz was awesome today, but there were some spots that Jeffrey needed to be Jeffrey.
Oh.
That last drive, the third down play, when Foles got drilled by Clowney and they tacked on an extra 15, the catch, the fact that he held onto that football to continue to move the chains, I mean, that stuff should not go unnoticed.
No question about it. Let's get to the phones right now. 2 open phone lines. Grab those while you can. 610-632-0975. Anthony in Germantown leads things off. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
Yo, before I make my point, man, what does Nick Foles have to do to get some respect?
I think he's so got it. Who's not respecting him?
Oh,
they got
man.
A shrine in Chris Long's locker to him. What do you mean?
He's got a statue outside the stadium.
Statue outside the building, which I know Joe Torti loves. He loves that statue.
Have you ever seen two faces on a Super Bowl winning football?
I'm sorry, what's the question, bro?
Like last year when he won the Super Bowl, they actually put Carson Wentz's face on the ball with Nick Foles.
Well, Carson Wentz had the team at 10-2 before he went down. I mean, he was responsible for putting the team in that position when Nick Foles took the baton.
Yeah, but when the two losses that Carson, what was Carson's biggest victory since he'd been an Eagle? The best team he beat?
Carson Wentz?
Yeah, what's the best team that he beat that had a winning record?
I mean, they blew the doors off of Pittsburgh his rookie year when Darren Sproles went ham.
I think it was game 3.
Yeah, that was really early, and he showed that he was ready. I mean, you know, Anthony, I don't know why it has to turn into a Foles versus Wentz thing. They're both working towards the same goal.
No, matter of fact, you know, I love Carson Wentz, but, you know, now the Eagles don't have to sign him to a massive contract. We can bring some more players in next year. And the new definition for NFL is Nick Foles' life.
All right, Anthony, thanks for the phone call. Joe Stazak's been on that Nick Foles life for quite some time, by the way.
Yeah, I've been a big Nick supporter.
Favorite quarterback.
Never nervous, Nick. He's my favorite quarterback. I'm sorry, you know, I actually put a call into Randall. I was going to have him on the day after Christmas, and I'm going to have to break the news to Randall that he jumped him.
Yeah, Randall said no.
Foles right, jumped,
because Foles
said,
is your
he
favorite.
He said, I heard what you did. I appreciate you owning it, but no. I'm done. I'm done with you.
Let's go to Drew in Westchester next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Drew?
Yo, guys, what's going on?
Hey, Drew.
Hey, man, I think I just became the biggest Chicago Bears fan ever now.
Yeah, let's right? go, Bears. Trubisky for life.
Yeah, seriously, I'm like, do I want to get a hat, a jersey? What should I do? But I'm not going to be that crazy. But, man, what a Christmas present today was.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been a bummer looking at what would have had to have happened next week and everything else like that. It's wow. It's a big sigh of relief.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching all the tweets and, you know, especially Tyrone, you know, killing Elliott here. And, you know, I know he missed that extra point, but they're going to miss an extra point too. And those things are going to happen. And, he still was able to bring it down and set it up for the end and, did his job.
Yeah, he's money when the game's on the line, but during, you know, the meat of the game sometimes, I think he loses some concentration. You know, happened in the Dallas game, he missed an extra point. They ended up going into overtime, and you know, who knows what happens because the things change in the course of the game when the score is this way or score is that way. They had a chance to kick an extra point early in the game when they went for two. I didn't like that call because, to me, you're chasing points early. I know he looks at the chart or whatever, and analytics show that X, Y, and Z works on two-point conversions, but I thought that was way too early to give up on a money point, and they did, and that, you know, kind of fired back at them, and then Elliott missed that kick, which invariably they always come back to haunt you. It almost did today, but he got another chance to redeem himself and drilled it.
Well, I couldn't believe the ridiculous, you know, drives that the Eagles went on in the first half to score. I mean, their two scoring drives were a combined 27 plays. You had a 13-play drive and a 14-play drive, and it just seemed like, especially that one where all those penalties were racking up right at the goal line, that drive went on forever, and it was amazing to see Zach Ertz, Darren Sproles, and company getting the job done in the red zone, even though that two-point conversion passed.
Yeah, well, they already scored a touchdown, but there was a penalty. It was a hold on Vitae, so that moves them back 10 yards, and they have first and goal at the 11, and then a couple plays later, he finds Ertz to put the ball to one fourth down, and they decide to go for it again. But you're right. That this is what they do. This is their team, except for the Aguilar and the 83-yard bomb. That's what they do. This is how they score this year. They're very methodical and deliberate in their drives. They're usually 10, 11, 12 plays. They're not a quick-strike offense, except for that one drive, which I just mentioned, the Aguilar touchdown. But that's what they are. That's who they are. And, you know, hey, listen, if that's the way you get it done, as long as it ends with a touchdown or some points, I'm okay with it.
Let's go to Matt in Philadelphia next on the post-game show. What's happening, Matt?
Okay, you're fine. Shut up.
Nope. Okay, we're going to let everybody calm down for just a second. We'll come back to Matt in a moment. First, we'll go to Traveling Phil. Hey, Traveling Phil.
Traveling Phil. Hey, can you guys hear me? Sorry.
Yeah, you sound great.
Can y'all hear me?
Are you having any kind of domestic disturbance in the background that we need to be aware of?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I'm here at City Place in West Palm Beach, and, you know, I'm at a sports bar. We had, you know, we had quite an experience. Of course, we had quite a good time at the end, right?
I believe it. Yeah, absolutely. We did here, too. It was a blast.
So, listen, you know, I'm back home here in West Palm Beach, and this bar was filled with Eagles people. And as some of you may know, actually you guys, I don't think I ever called in at this time. Usually I was with Mikey Miss in the morning because I was traveling around the world for different reasons. But the Eagles won while I was on the road this year, and they won the Super Bowl when I was in Thailand.
Oh, okay.
But the point I want to make is I feel so vindicated. But let's put that – actually, I said that too soon. Number one, the Eagles, this team, like last year – and this year, plays better with Nick Foles. And so I say I feel vindicated because years ago when Chip Kelly, that, you know, so-called mad scientist, got rid of Nick Foles like a piece of trash along with Shady and some others. And I called up and I protested. And then Mikey Mist said, no, he's like a, remember Mikey Mist said he was like a drunken giraffe.
Well, I mean, you take that up with Mike. It's, you know,
I'm not here to pick a fight. I'm saying this is the guy they should harvest if I'm still, am I still on the line?
You are.
Good. Thank you. They should harvest Carson Wentz as the asset that he is and get, you know, 50 draft choices, whatever they can get for him, because he's valuable to people who don't have a quarterback. They should give this guy, our boy, Nicky Foles, a 5-year, $100 million contract, whatever it is, and make and tag him the franchise.
No way. Nope. No. For a thousand reasons. First of all, if the Eagles are willing to move on from Carson Wentz, you don't think other teams are going to look and be like, why? you don't think that that's going to be, okay, why? Okay, we're not going to give you a million draft choices because you want to get rid of him. If he's so great, why don't you keep
right.
a 5-year? Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah, listen, you know what's going to happen. It's overreaction Sunday. It's going to be overreaction Christmas Eve. It just is. I still don't grasp why people still want to believe that. Listen, you know I'm a big Nick Foles guy.
I do.
And they're 9-1 when he has played in a meaningful game since he picked up for Carson Wentz last year. I get it. He's a Super Bowl MVP. I get all of that. He's not your starting quarterback if Carson Wentz is healthy. Simple as that.
I just want people to understand. So I'm speaking very slowly and clearly. If you do not commit to Carson Wentz to being your quarterback for the long term, As surely as I am sitting here speaking to you, he will end up in either Washington or New York, two teams that need quarterbacks, and he will circle the Eagles game twice every single year. You decide whether you want to bring that on yourself for Nick Foles or not.
I don't know why I'm actually responding to this guy's question, but it will haunt them forever if something like that happens. Never going to happen, by the way. In case you're still hoping and, you know, kind of, you know, clinging to hope that maybe they'll see the light and they're going to sign up Nick Foles for that big money next year and instead of Carson Wentz, it ain't going to happen. I'm putting it out there right now. You can call in and, you know, voice your displeasure for Carson Wentz or whatever and sing the praises of Nick Foles. All that's fine. Never going to happen.
Let's go back to Matt in Philadelphia. Matt, everything okay over there?
Everything's good. Why'd you guys cancel us?
Well, there were people yelling "shut up" at us, and we got scared, so we had to run away for a second.
Sorry about that, guys. Listen, tell all future callers, everyone, I'm making an announcement. Stop with the trade Wentz. That's our guy. Let's just enjoy the win. Foles had a great game. Let's have a good holiday. Celebrate the good win, and Jake Elliott, start making the extra points or get out.
Yeah, he's a white knuckler in and of himself.
Every time.
He's a white knuckler.
There's nothing for sure,
the extra
Matt.
Points. There's nothing for sure with Jake Elliott.
I know.
I don't mind him out there being my kicker when the game's on the line, but all else is just, you know, hold your breath.
That's right. Thanks, guys. We love you.
Go
All right, there you go,
thanks,
man. Thanks a lot for the phone call, man. Appreciate it.
That was good stuff. We can talk about Jake a little bit if you want. He's a white knuckler. You know, you never know what you're going to get, especially inside the 35, which most extra points are kicked from. I don't worry about him too much when he's out kicking field goals. It's the extra points.
I care. The further out he is and the later in the game it is, my comfort level increases. That's what it is.
I feel much better. Keep him out. You know, I don't want them to break, you know, the 20 or 15 yard line. No. Just
stay outside the 35.
Stay back. Stay outside the 35 and let them swing through it.
It'll be good.
Yep.
610-632-0975. We're going to roll through your phone calls. It was a great win as the Eagles take down the Texans 32-30. He's Joe Stazak. I'm Joe Torti. You can follow us on Twitter at Joe Stazak 975 and at Joe Torti. You can also catch up with the show at 975. The Fanatic will be right back. Sit tight. We'll get to you next right here on the Fanatic Postgame Show.
97.5, The Fanatic. Oh, so your plans fell through the Friday morning of Super Bowl weekend. Oh. Don't worry, we've got a reason for you to still drink beers at 6 a.m. Yeah. On Friday, February 1st, join Farsetta and Trey in the morning as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and tailgate party Philly has ever seen.
Want to play? Here's how.
Go to 97.5thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Mets' huge stage.
Want
to
party? Here's how.
Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download your free tickets now. 97.5 The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Farzetta and Trey. Friday, February 1st at the Met. From the only station in Philly with beanbags big enough to do this. 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is it. You waited and waited and waited.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
And we approve this message.
It's official. 300 Jeeps. During Gary Barbera's 2018 year-end clearance.
Hello.
Not 1,000 off, not 2,000 off, but 3,000 off. And that's
the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps. Your choice. Zero down from $16,990. So nice you gotta say that twice.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And now during Gary Barbera's wall-to-wall clearance big finish event, we're throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink. So make your choice. Zero down or from $16,990. And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
This is it. Barbera's clearance. Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And from just $16,990.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
Real Sports with Brian Gumbel returns with its annual year-end roundtable special that looks back at some of the most compelling and important stories from 2018. Tuesday, December 18 at 10 p.m. or stream it anytime on HBO Now. Then, HBO Sports and Uninterrupted present an all-new edition of the unscripted series, The Shop, starring LeBron James and Maverick Carter, offering unfiltered conversation and debate with some of the biggest names in sports and entertainment. Guests include Ice Cube, Mary J. Blige, Todd Gurley, Jimmy Kimmel, Nas, Lena Waithe, and Chris Bosh. Friday, December 21st at 10 p.m. Plus, HBO Sports presents the documentary film The Many Lives of Nick Bonacani, which tells a remarkable tale of the NFL Hall of Famer's extraordinary life as a linebacker, lawyer, sports agent, broadcaster, and philanthropist. Tuesday, February 12th at 10 p.m. Only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
These are the moments sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel. Ride down to the game with free lift credits. And chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday. And book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research, because together we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
Attention landlords and property owners. Tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably'd like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties around the area. They're on call 24/7 with full leasing services, tenant screening, maintenance, rent collection, evictions, monthly financial statements, and more. Visit baymanagementgroup.com today. That's baymgmtgroup.com.
Some people avoid dealerships because they don't want a high-pressure sales pitch. At Conkerville, they promise to be different. Great customer service before, during, and after the sale is what you'll find. They're not here to sell you a car. They're here to help you buy one. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. Going on now is the Conkerville Nissan year-end clearance event. Incredible deals all month long on all leftover 2018 models. Get 0% financing on select 2018 Nissans and score an even better deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan you want with all the cool safety features like emergency braking with pedestrian detection, 360 camera views, and blind spot warning for changing lanes. Check out 202Nissan.com for all the amazing lease and finance deals. Way too many deals to mention in this commercial. That's 202Nissan.com. 202Nissan.com to find your next Nissan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Conkerville cares.
Bud Light is rewarding football fans every single week throughout football season with the Bud Light Game Day Tailgate Pack. Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/PhillyPhilly to learn more.
Go to the contest page at 975thefanatic.com and register to win Jason Mertidis's Big Boy Toy Club prize for December, courtesy of Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store for over 30 years. Offering a large selection of top quality products, styles, and trends, online at royalbilliard.com. Happy holidays from 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Sophia from Brunswick Hooters. On behalf of all of us at Hooters, I want to wish you a warm and happy holiday. And remember, if you haven't done your shopping yet, just wing it.
Hey, everybody, this is Greg Monahan, the art director for 97.5, The Fanatic, wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Party on, baby.
Season's greetings, and thanks for listening to the sports voice of the New Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Eagles get it done against the Texans. It's Joe Stazak, Joe Tortier with you on 97.5, The Fanatic's post-game show. Want to remind you, on Friday, February 1st, join the Farzetta and Trey Morning Show as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and tailgate party Philly has ever seen. Want to play? Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Mets' huge stage. Just want a party? Go to 975thefanatic.com right now and download your free tickets. It's Farzetta and Trey's Super Bowl weekend, and it happens Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. We'll keep the phones rolling with Steve and Chalfont next on The Fanatic. What's happening, Steve?
Hey, what's up, guys? I don't understand why people are calling in after this win and talking about Wentz and Foles. But let's focus on the now. We are in December. A couple weeks ago, if you said we'd still be watching Eagles football that has playoff implications, I don't think many people would have believed you. And Foles has looked amazing. The defense is stepping up when it has to. And these past two games, it just really feels like last year where – you know, we kind of let up towards the end of the game, and then the defense is out there at the end, and they make the plays that they need to make. It's been amazing. It's been awesome.
Yeah, I was impressed by the pass rush in particular, Steve, because it was disappearing for the entire game. And then in some big spots, they got pressure. Even on the Deshaun Watson touchdown drive, they should have gotten them a couple of different times. So the defense certainly did step up down the stretch. But, man, oh, man, if that ball didn't go through the uprights, I don't know what I would have thought about this game.
It was similar to the Super Bowl where, that was just a shootout. But we made that one play towards the end of the game we needed to make. There's a couple calls that went both ways early in the game. I didn't really totally agree with the Brandon Graham roughing the passer call because that would have been a huge sack at that time in the game. But it's just the team does it looks different. It feels different. It feels like last year. It's so exciting. I do have one question. I don't know the numbers. I'm trying to figure out if we ended up with the same record as Seattle, who would have the tiebreaker? That's one thing I was wondering.
It's a good question, Steve. You know what? Thanks for the phone call. Let me look at that really quickly because I have seen the playoff scenarios for the Eagles. I know where they are, so I've just got to find out what specifically they are. But I think that you're paying close attention to what's happening with Minnesota more than anything else, especially now that Dallas won. They won the division, so that's wrapped up one fewer way. I'll pull up the paths. But Seattle would have, that's right, Seattle would have clinched last week had they won.
Beaten San Francisco.
Right.
That is correct.
Exactly. So,
but they haven't clinched yet. And yeah, I mean, God willing, the Bears will have something to play for next week. You know, maybe a bye. If they're a dead team, then the Eagles are going to be in some trouble because the Vikings are rolling now, playing at a high level, especially offensively. Not saying because they got rid of John DeFilippo, but since they made a change at the old coordinator spot. I mean, they put up 41 against Miami. They put up some big points today. I think we all have to hope and pray that the Bears have something to play for next week because it's in Soldier Field, so that's a good thing. And, listen, this is great. I couldn't ask for more than this. aside from winning the Tennessee game and Carolina game, and they wouldn't be in this position. Otherwise, it's, yeah, listen, we're still watching meaningful football right down to the last snap, and it's going to be a barn burner next week. And, you know, don't just discard Washington like it's going to be an easy W. It's on the road. Josh Johnson's, you know, he's a lot better than Mark Sanchez, in my opinion. Kept it close for a while against Tennessee. He won last week against the Jags. You know, it's not a gimme win. Birds are playing their best ball of the year. They've won 4 or 5. So you got to feel good about that. But, you know, don't overlook the Skins. And, you know, we have to hope Chicago has something to play for.
Now, as far as I can see, like I said, the simplest path is that the Bears win. They beat the Vikings.
And the Eagles win.
And the Eagles win. Yeah, that's exactly right. Because you got to pick up a game on Minnesota by virtue of that tie.
Right.
As far as I can understand, it doesn't necessarily matter what's going on with the Panthers or Seahawks, because the Panthers just lost to the Falcons. I think that's done.
They're done.
I don't think it's relevant what happens to the Seahawks. I think, as far as I can understand with these...
what are they now, 8-6?
The Seahawks are... Let me see here. Pop quiz. The Seahawks are second in the NFC West with a record of 8-6. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So
they must.
I don't think it matters. Not sure.
Unless they don't win, unless they lose out.
Yeah, if they lose out.
But the question was, if they end up tied with the Eagles, who has the tiebreaker? I thought Seattle had the tiebreaker.
I do not know.
We'll have to look that up.
Hey, Ron, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hi, Ron.
Hey, man, I kind of understand why everybody's all big on foes right now. Did you guys see that hit he took in the chest when the guy put his head down?
Yep.
And he had to take out a play? Like, when he shook that off, man, that just encompasses all of what Philadelphia is about. And I think the whole city galvanized around him last year, and he won the Super Bowl. He did something that we've never seen. And now he's galvanizing the team, the whole city. And and I don't think Wentz would have came up after a hit like that on the very next play. Another thing I want to say, Josh Adams fumbled. Foles himself had to overcome a lot of adversity in this game against a very good team. The defense could have got Deshaun Watson down on 3 straight tackles when he was just spinning out, looking like, you know, Michael Vick back in the day. And that defense put him in a bad position. And when I saw 2 minutes left on the clock with 2 timeouts, it wasn't like McNabb and Andy Reid, even though I think McNabb was a great quarterback and Andy Reid was a great coach. I never doubted that we were going to go down there and win that game with 2 minutes left with Foles behind center. I knew we were going to win that game, and it was no doubt in my mind. I think the whole city was watching that and say, we have this game with 2 minutes left on the clock. He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. The first caller said the same thing. He does not get enough respect here. And I don't know anyone who would treat a Super Bowl MVP like the outside child. And that's how a lot of people are, because Wentz is the media darling. He could be the media darling all you want. He's not winning the games that we need him to win. He's not there when we need him to do. He hasn't shown me consistently enough for me to put the whole stock into him. But Foles has won the big game. And for all my life, I heard the Eagles would never win the Super Bowl. We did it with Foles, and we got opportunity to win it again.
Does Nick Foles win the Super Bowl last year without Carson Wentz, Ron?
Here's the thing. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. If we all had a fifth, we'd be drunk.
It's not a woulda, shoulda, coulda. Would he have won it or not?
I would think he would, because he went 27-2 with Chip Kelly. So as far as I'm concerned,
27-2 with Chip Kelly? Are you serious? What about what he did this year? What about what he did last year in the regular season? Come on now. These people are getting me crazy. What are you talking about that Nick Foles would have won the Super Bowl? Carson Wentz is going to be an MVP candidate. Nick Foles has never been a starting quarterback for longer than a season.
See what y'all did now?
Are you serious?
You got my partner. He's apoplectic.
I don't want to be this guy. They just won. You're being a moron right now.
You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. And they're still coming. They're still coming.
No respect. No respect. He has a damn statue.
They have a statue of him outside the park, in case you're wondering. He's got tons of respect. I don't know why people don't think he has respect. In fact, some people might say he has too much respect. I don't think you can throw a guy too much respect for what he's done. He's been phenomenal. He's one of the better backup stories you will ever see. You know, he's continuing to win games when they need him to win games in the clutch. But, I mean, first of all, Carson Wentz gets up from a hit like that. He's a tough guy, you know.
We've seen him do it a million times.
You know, Foles gets hit, stays out for one play, comes back in. I loved it. It was great.
Injury-prone Carson Wentz tore his ACL, LCL, stayed in the game, threw a touchdown pass, and then exited the game.
Yeah.
Just in case we forgot.
He threw a pass to Jeffrey for a touchdown on that knee. So, you can't question his toughness, all right? He didn't have a great year this year, but his numbers were pretty damn good. You know, this was a team thing. You know, you can't put this season what it was before Nick Foles all on Carson Wentz. In fact, a lot of it wasn't on Carson Wentz. There were so many problems with this team. The fact that he won five games with the way they played and some of the, you know, offensive play calling that was going on and some of the defensive lapses, you know. Carson Wentz is your franchise quarterback going forward. End of story. I don't know why. That's a question.
Oh, it's a question because he's injury prone, and Nick Foles has started all 16 games all those times in his career. Wait a minute, that's never happened either. And the one chance that he had to be the Eagles starting quarterback long term, spoiler alert, he got hurt. It's Joe Stazak and Joe Torti, the Fanatic postgame show on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It's the Ram Big Finish event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. Have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals this season, only at the Ram Big Finish event. Well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $219 a month for 36 months with $3,999 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Plus, based on light-duty pickups and 350-3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always tow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires daily contribution at least to Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 1-6-20. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-2-19.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the, you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it, I'm making an appointment with
the Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson, fannydoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out fannydoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physical present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Pandora Jewelry has sparkling gifts for you and everyone on your list. Discover a variety of rings, earrings, necklaces, and bracelets, all hand-finished with genuine metals. Need help finding the perfect gift? Consult with one of Pandora Jewelry's in-store stylists or choose from a selection of wrapped and ready gift sets. Shop Pandora Jewelry now and light up her world with the gift of sparkle.
This holiday season, come to Pandora in the Deptford Mall.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan Brown's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Offer ends 1/13/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including VTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
Zetta and Trey in the morning.
Gargano and Martinez, middays.
Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Yes, it's that time of year. St. Nick. Supposedly a couple of days away, but don't tell that to the people here in Philadelphia. He's already here delivering 32-30 victories over the Houston Texans with Joe Stazak, Joe Torti here with you. One open phone line, grab that while you can. 610-632-0975. Foles with a tremendous game against Houston. 471 yards, I believe, Joe, to be a career high in pass yards for Nicky Six.
Closing in on 500 yards for Nick Foles.
Pretty good.
And listen, folks, we give him all the respect he's due, and he probably deserves more. He's done a phenomenal job as the backup quarterback. But make no mistake, we can talk about Nick Foles all we want and continue to talk about him, and maybe he'll beat the Skins next week, and maybe the Eagles will make the playoffs, and we'll see what happens from there. Carson Wentz is the franchise quarterback. He's not going anywhere. They're going to pay him a ton of money next year to lock him up for many years. He's going to be your guy here, and you're going to be happy about it. Trust me. But Nick Foles, in the meantime, the story just continues. It continues, and it continues to get better and better and better. And just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. This isn't about Foles or Wentz. Just enjoy what it is right here, right now.
Now, the Eagles are playing meaningful football until week 17.
Can you believe that?
A month ago, we would have said no way.
No shot.
No way.
After Amari Cooper catches that ball and punches it in, right?
You're right.
They were dead. The fact that we're still talking about meaningful football for another week, we're all going to chill out and have a great Christmas because there's reason to celebrate and to be happy and thankful and merry right now because the Eagles just pulled off a ridiculous win over the Texans in a game that's probably should have been a little easier to win because I thought they dominated the game for the most part. But again, you know, turnovers and defensive lapses, you know, called them into question and it got a little tight. But in the end, they pulled it out. And Nick Foles, he certainly deserves a lot of credit for that.
Let's go to Dan in Reading next. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me. Oh, man, guys, I just want to say I watched the end of the game with my 86-year-old grandmother and my 5-year-old son. I'm so proud to be a Birds fan right now. I mean, I joke to them, I'm so proud that I'm going to go out and get a Nick Foles tattoo. And I am not an ink guy. But my main point, I just wanted to say, it's almost a bittersweet like feeling. I want to pose this out, like this thought out to you guys. Like, what if Doug would have sat Wentz like a few games earlier? And that's my main main question for you guys. Sorry, I'm so excited, guys. I mean,
of course, Dan, enjoy it, man. No problem. I'll leave that to you, Joe. What if Doug started Foles a couple of games earlier?
Would it have made a difference? Is that what we're talking about right now?
I think so. That's where we are.
Totally manhandled by the Cowboys statistically in that game. You know, and Wentz did the best he could to put up 23 points at that point. I don't think it changes, really. I really don't. I don't think there's a big difference. There is something to be said for Nick Foles. He keeps winning games.
Yeah.
He just keeps winning. That's all he does is win football games. That's what he does. He wins football games. His only loss was in Tampa Bay since he's relieved Carson Wentz after that injury December 10th last year in L.A. In meaningful games, he's 9-1. The only loss coming at the hands of the Buccaneers week two. And now it's crunch time. It's playoff time. Played well last week. 471 yards this week. 4 touchdowns. Leads them on a game-winning drive at the end. I mean, the storybook keeps getting extended. You know, it doesn't end with last year's Super Bowl.
Right.
There's another amendment to it. There's another, epilogue or whatever. It just keeps going and, you know, just ride it out. You know, it's going to be a fun week. It's going to be another great weekend of football next week, and who knows what happens. But I don't think it changes. I don't think Carson. You would have to imply that Carson Wentz has been the problem, and he could have played better in spots. He wasn't fabulous, but I don't think he was the problem. I think there were some games that, and I've said this on the air before, I'm disappointed he didn't take what was given to him and capitalize on late game opportunities in the clutch, like I think he should have, and I think it cost him some games. But the team had way bigger problems than Carson Wentz this year. And again, his numbers were tremendous, and I don't think it would have made much of a difference if Nick Foles was quarterbacking.
610-632-0975. Neither do I, by the way, Joe, because I think that the other thing is that the games that they were losing recently were games that they were going to lose, period. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just the way that those games were going.
Yes.
Nick Foles might have played better. Because, don't get me wrong, here's what I'll say. I will take a healthy Nick Foles over an injured Carson Wentz. Like, that's not a take that I think that healthy, generally speaking, is better than injured. So I'm not one of those guys like, give me 75% of Carson Wentz over 100%
sure.
of Nick Foles.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy. But that's as far as I'm willing to go on that. Let's go to Jim in Havertown next on the Fanatic. Hey, Jim.
Joe and Joe, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to all your listeners.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to start off on something negative, but it's going to turn to a positive. We won. Is it, guys, in spite of or despite of? Because my nuns would beat me up right now. They grew me up in St. Richard's. Is it in spite of or despite of?
It's in spite of or despite.
Yeah.
Not the of.
Okay. I'll go with that. Schwartz drives me nuts. I knew they wanted to be able to drive and score 2 touchdowns because Schwartz drives me nuts at the end of the game. Hell, blitz, but I only send 1 guy. Come on, cuz. You did it earlier in the game. You had a freaking jailbreak blitz early in the game. And am I wrong, guys? Did it turn into a turnover? Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah, I remember it.
Was it a turnover? I'm asking. I can't remember for sure.
The fumble? The Deshaun Watson fumble?
No. Of course a fumble's a turnover, brother. I'm not asking you that. I'm saying was the jailbreak, jailhouse, what we call jailbreak. Rich, he sent 7 guys one time early, and I think it turned into a turnover. I'm not trying to get through.
I don't think so.
Schwartz is too predictable. I asked this question of one of your guys, one of your ex-players, and I said, is Schwartz predictable? He said, yeah, I feel he is. I said, what's the best play you're going to call, right? You got to be unpredictable. That's what he said. I'm not worried about it was an offensive lineman. I'm not worried about if I want to throw the ball or run the ball. I want the defense to be guessing. That's the best calls you can make. And that's pretty much what the NFL is predicated on. You got to be unpredictable.
Well, Jim, you're right to a degree. However, and thanks for the phone call, Seattle won Super Bowls just by running straight up cover 3 just over and over and over again with superior players. And like when Richard Sherman and the Legion of Boom were over there in Seattle, there wasn't a whole lot of deception in what Seattle was doing. They just lined up, did what they did, and if you could beat them, then, you know, you're welcome to try.
I didn't think Jim Schwartz had a bad day today.
I didn't think so.
I thought he was fine. I thought he blitzed at appropriate times. And, you know, it's difficult because you're dealing with a quarterback who can beat you in many different ways, and they play that man under, especially if you blitz. You got guys with their backs to the quarterback, and if he gets by pressure, you got some problems. So I thought as the game went on, Joe, you mentioned this earlier, the front four kept getting pressure and better pressure and better pressure. And I mean, hey, listen, you saw what Deshaun Watson is capable of doing, that triple, you know, spin move he put on, and he threw the ball, I think, to Jordan Atkins down the left side to continue to drive. The last touchdown drive was amazing, and I thought for the by the fact that they kept him in check for most of the game. He did score two touchdowns, you know, with his legs, but for the most part, I thought they did a good job in getting pressure on him, especially in the second half with just those front four.
I did too. 610-632-0975. Not saying that he had a perfect game,
no.
But I wouldn't say that this is not a Jim Schwartz indictment.
No, I
certainly
wouldn't. I would not call out Jim Schwartz for today.
Israel in Elkins Park is up next on The Fanatic. What's up, Iz?
Listen, man, happy holidays, everybody.
Same to you.
I try to be the most rational person Eagles fan. So what we have is, I've been watching Eagles football for 40 years. My favorite player was Randall Cunningham. My favorite player, Randall Cunningham, would be Dawkins. What Nick Foles did for me is delivered me from, you guys never won a Super Bowl.
Right.
You got what he did for me, no other Eagles quarterback, not Joss, not Randall, not Donovan, not Wentz. I don't take it personal. And I'm sorry. It's just like having a car. You got a used car, but you can count on that car. That car is going to run all the way to California from Philadelphia. But you got a brand new car and you keep breaking down. It's the car is brand new, but we gotta leave it in the garage because you can't count on the car for long trips.
When have you ever been able to count on Nick Foles over 16 games?
Nick Foles. We gotta deal with facts, not opinions, not.
It's not an opinion. When has Nick Foles ever finished a 16 game season as a starter?
Big wins. Nick Foles delivers big wins. I like wins.
Okay, so he delivers
but
what? Four of them? Five of them?
Super Bowl. I'm going down to Lincoln Financial, and I'm going to pack Wentz's bags myself. I don't care about the future. I care about the here and the now, and every job wants you and bases on what you deliver.
Oh, my God. It's, thanks for the call,
still
man.
Still got two more hours, bro.
Okay, so let me drop some honesty right now, okay? Because the conversation around Nick Foles centers around disrespect and being underappreciated. You know what the definition of being underappreciated is? It's delivering an MVP season, tearing your knee, shredding your knee, staying in the game, delivering a touchdown pass, then going on under the knife and sitting back, watching the backup claim the trophy that is rightfully yours, that you should have had, sitting back, endangering your rehab because the team says, hey, you know that franchise savior? He just lost a game to the freaking Tampa Bay Buccaneers inexplicably. Do you think you can come back? Yeah, I think I'll come back. I know that you're not 100%, but you're going to deal with all of the issues all season long. People are going to be like, oh, Wentz isn't good. Oh, we should bring back Foles, blah, blah, blah. And now here he is breaking his literal back for you. And he gets sidelined again and then trying to force that guy out. That is the definition of disrespect and being under respect.
He is getting big time disrespected. He really is. I mean, people are just, and I know it's just, I don't know what the numbers are because there's a few people who are calling us. I don't know if the mainstream Wentz contingent, you know, is taking this day off or whatever. And I know this happens when Foles has good games, but he's incredibly more athletic. He's incredibly, I don't know if he's that much more intelligent, but he runs the offense. He runs the show. He's like a coach, under center. And again, he's got the size. He's got the strength. He's got the smarts. You can see it when he plays. All right. Now, I just don't understand this, except that is it just happening because it's, you know, how we overreact to things in the here and now? Do people forget the year he had last year and some of the things he can do on a football field? And who you'd rather have? Here's the only thing: who would you rather have for 16 straight games? I'll pose that question out there if we go in that direction. But and I'll ask you, Joe, because the only thing that I'm seeing is not necessarily who's a better quarterback. I think these folks are clamoring about it's can Carson Wentz stay healthy for 16 games because of his injury history.
Sure.
I don't think people are saying, or are they? Am I
no,
wrong?
They
are they saying Nick
they're
Foles
saying
is,
that Nick Foles delivered the big game. That's,
and
that Wentz
he's a
didn't.
Better quarterback?
That's what people are saying.
Okay.
By the way, like I said, I did the research for you, but if you don't believe me, go back and look. Nick Foles has never ever, ever in his life started 16 games in the NFL. That's never happened. It has never happened. And not all of them have been because, oh, he never got a chance. It's because he breaks down. Because Nick Foles is an injured
injuries,
guy.
Sure. He's had some injuries. Had like, injuries before last year with his hand and didn't know when he was going to play.
Couldn't even grip the football.
Couldn't hold the football. That year after 27-2, he had the thumb injury. I think he had a broken thumb. He was out for a while. I mean, I get it. It's concerning, in my opinion, to me. I'm a Wentz guy as well. He has had major injuries.
Of course. I said that he's injury prone.
He is injury prone, which is a problem. But if we're just talking straight up, you know, there's no contest. I get it. I think we should all just be thankful that they have such a quality backup quarterback in place that can do this. But he's not going to usurp, you know, the abilities of Carson Wentz. He's just not, you know. And if I can see where you might be a little squirrely about the injury situations. But again, Nick Foles, you know, breaks down as well. Breaks down as well.
So absolutely.
If it's just straight up quarterback for quarterback, I guess I can see where it's coming from because it just happened. And it happened last week, and it happened today, and it happened last year in the Super Bowl run. But he's not a better quarterback than Wentz. He's just not.
We talk all the time about how smart we are as a fan base. And I am telling you, if any other fan base is listening to this radio station right now, they're literally turning back to their family and their group of fans and laughing. They're like, can you believe what these people are saying? That's where we are right now.
Let me ask you something, because I hear this a lot. I heard it a lot this week. We're going to hear it a lot this week coming up. Heard it a lot last week. Do they look like a different team with him out there?
Sure. That's what they're saying. Of course they did.
Okay.
Now, here's why. That's not a Wentz problem. That's a Doug Peterson problem. Because I feel like, irrationally, these offensive coordinators and head coaches and people who call the plays are like, hey, we've got this this Ferrari. We got to go out and let the Ferrari one run. Instead of, you know, thinking, hey, we've got a football game to win, maybe I should protect my franchise quarterback with a run game, with some screen passes and stuff like that, where not everything needs to be a 25-yard out from the opposite hash to just show off how good our quarterback is. Instead, the play calling's been better. It's been more conservative. And then you just ask your franchise quarterback, hey, I need you to make two or three franchise quarterback throws over the course of a game, and we're going to win a game. Nick Foles has had a very conservative game plan.
It has been conservative.
It's been great.
And he's executed it well.
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect for him.
That's why, like, people talk about aggressiveness. I want aggressiveness to be going forward on fourth down. I want that kind of I don't want aggressiveness to be like everything has to be a 7-step drop, 25-yard pass, and right. That's what it was with Carson Wentz. That's why it looks better.
In case you're wondering, they were 4-for-4 on fourth downs today.
Huge.
4-for-4. And none huger than that, the Ertz touchdown after they have kept going back and forth with penalties and whatnot. And by the way, if you're going to hammer the officials, it worked both ways, I thought.
Yeah,
that was
I thought
ridiculous
so.
No call on the face mask, but I didn't think J.J. Watt was guilty of, you know, roughing the passer. I didn't think Brandon
Graham
was. I
thought they were consistent today.
I thought they were consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they're going to be bad, at least you can count on it.
They were consistently bad today.
Let's go to Noah in Levittown next on the Fanatic. Hey, Noah.
Hey, guys, what's up?
How you doing?
I just want to make a quick point. Look, the bottom line is Foles has been great, all right, in relief role. No doubt about it. And look, he's our QB right now.
Correct.
I emphasize now. It's obvious that, look, when your kid, Joe, and when my kids, look, they're toddlers right now, all right? When they're in eighth grade, Wentz will still be our quarterback here, and he'll still be playing great football.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. And here, I'm going to go out on a limb. We're going to beat the Skins in Washington next week. We're going to get help from the Bears. They're going to beat the Vikes. And guess where we're going? Wild card weekend. That's right. We're going to Dallas. We're going to beat the Cowboys. And then we'll take our chances in New Orleans.
Noah's on the record, man. Hey, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it, brother. There you go.
Wow.
Take our chances in New Orleans.
All right. You know,
look, if we have the opportunity to take our chances in New Orleans, I'll sign up for that today.
I'm in.
That sounds great.
If that's going to happen.
No doubt about it. Let's go to Andrew in Phoenixville next on the Fanatic. Hey, Andrew.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi, Andrew.
I actually do not have any more nails on my hands because I just bit them all off the last 2 minutes of the game.
That was great. Wasn't that great?
Oh, I was like, really? Are we going to do this again? I mean, it seems like Philadelphia teams always have to keep us on edge. Every single team we do.
Yep.
We have. And So I have two questions, actually. One of them I just thought about when I was on hold. But the first question is, obviously we did a really good game. Offense, defense was really good. Spoles looked really good this last 2.5 games. It looks like he has a lot left in the tank. I know he says he wants to retire this year, but is there any way, because he has so much gas in his tank, it seems like, in the last 2.5 games he looked really good. Is there any way to maybe get him to call off that retirement for another year, maybe, if he's gonna be healthy next year? If possible, I don't know. And then the second question is, we need help this year coming up. But the second question is, looking at Carson Wentz, he's obviously our quarterback of the future, and then Nick Foles has been absolutely dynamite. Can you guys name of any other football team in the last 5 years that have had a backup quarterback just as dynamite as the starting quarterback that has come in and done just as well as Nick Foles has done?
Now, his career resume, Andrew, and thanks for the phone call, man. His career resume is, I would say, unique in the history of the NFL. Like, his resume doesn't look anything like anybody else's the whole way. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy what he's done and what he hasn't done at times, and how he's he rose up from where he was, almost retiring, and about ready to check out on football, becomes a Super Bowl MVP.
He's getting ready to be a pastor, by the way. Yeah, he's getting his degree online in divinity.
And this is why, let me just say this, not patting myself on the back, anything like that, but this was why I did not want to move him for that third round pick earlier in the year, because Carson has a history of going down. He went down last year, and we saw what happened last year. That's why I was scratching my head that people were just going to relieve Nick Foles of his duties because someone was dangling a third round pick and we're going to be all right with Nate Sudfeld. This is why, maybe you can understand it now, this is why I did not want them to move him at least for one more year while he's here and give him an opportunity to step in if Carson Wentz goes down, because there's a history of that, and there's also a history of Nick Foles stepping up, stepping in, and winning football games.
I was in that same boat. In a team that's in win now mode, if the window's actually open, then having Nick Foles helps you way more than a second round pick or a third round pick or whatever.
And I thought there was a window there as well. I mean, we'll see what happens, with the year next year and the year after. But I thought there was a definitive window to maybe make a run at another Super Bowl, meaning this year. Because there's still some guys that are hanging around and contracts aren't up yet and they're not getting decimated by free agency yet. They still had most of the key guys in place. And I thought, if you're going to make a run and if you're going to take another swing at it, this team certainly would do themselves justice by keeping Nick Foles in the mix just in case something like last year happened this year.
610-632-0975. He's Joe Stazek. I'm Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The greatest gift you can give your family this holiday season is the gift of sobriety. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. I was absolutely drinking to die. My son was extremely concerned about his mother. I can remember one day my son waking me up at 7 years old and saying to me, "Mommy, do you want to die?" And I looked right at him and said, "Yes." My mother saw how bad my addiction was, and she saw that I couldn't stop. And the next morning, she drove me to Recovery Centers of America. And I know that when my mother left me there that day, that she felt like everything was going to be all right, and she finally was able to have some peace of mind. I had been in Recovery Centers of America for 28 days, and my life today has purpose. I'm able to be a mother. I'm able to be a daughter. I'm able to be a part of all the milestones in my family's life today.
Recovery Centers of America has locations nearby in Devon, Pennsylvania, and Mays Landing, New Jersey. Call now, 1-800-RECOVERY.
Guys, looking to last a little longer and go a few extra rounds? Get to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com has the first ever chewable that takes your performance in the bedroom to the next level. Check this out. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Since they're chewable, they'll work faster than a pill, up to twice as fast. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And this stuff is cheaper than those other two, so this is a no-brainer. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office or spend time waiting in the pharmacy line because Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code 97.5. You'll only have to pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code 97.5.
At Conkerville Subaru, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Subaru, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, the big move sale. Conkerville Subaru will be moving to their new showroom within a month. Everything in their old showroom must be sold. No reasonable offer will be refused. As an additional incentive, buy a 2019 Outback for 0% interest for 36 months on select models, or buy an Impreza or Legacy for 0.9% interest for 48 months on select models. The Subaru Share the Love event is going on now. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details. Special financing and event end January 2nd, 2019. Visit 202Subaru.com for inventory. That's 202Subaru.com. Conkerville cares.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Did you know that at any time, one out of four car batteries is about to fail? That's why you should think ahead and have your battery checked for free at Advance Auto Parts. We have batteries starting at $79.99, and there's never a charge for battery installation with purchase. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Service is available on most vehicles at most locations.
Natalie Eganoff here to talk to you about my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, go see Angelo and the team at Family & Company. They'll walk you through every step of the process and help you pick out the perfect ring. The holiday season is here, so fill her stocking with something she will never forget, a beautiful ring from Family & Company. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or online at familyjewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPhones, iPads, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. They have a one-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Why buy your kids' new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? Keyword search, Experimac, Cherry Hill.
Philly's ultimate sportsbook has arrived. Sugar House Casino is your new home for epic sports betting. Get up-to-the-minute odds on pro sports, college, and more. Now's your chance to get into the action and wager on all your favorite sports. Football, basketball, hockey, and so much more. Win huge payouts instantly with live sports betting at Sugar House Casino.
Philly loves a winner.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Mike Missanelli. Tune in to hear Brian Westbrook and I break down the birds every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. presented by my guys at Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at LandisBC.com.
Happy holidays from 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Matt.
Tam.
Karen.
And David.
From the Action News Morning Team.
Wishing you and your family a very merry holiday season.
Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Whatever you celebrate.
Cherish the time with your loved one.
And make it a safe and joyous holiday season.
And thanks for watching 6ABC Action News Morning.
And here's to a great 2019.
Cheers.
Season's greetings. And thanks for listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Fanatic Postgame Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. He's Joe Stazek. I'm Joe Torti, taking you up until 6:50 or so. So we've still got plenty of time here for your reaction to this game as the Eagles take down the Houston Texans 32-30. And as they say, Joe Stazek, live to fight another day.
That's what they're doing. You got one more day, at least. One more day left, at least. We'll do some scoreboard watching as well. And, you know, hey, Vikings are in Soldier Field.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully a game that the Bears will have to win. in order to put themselves in a better position, playoff seedings wise. And, you know, I think the Eagles have a good shot of beating Washington next week. Washington has nothing to play for. They do have Josh Johnson, who's an upgrade over Mark Sanchez. He's been playing pretty well, considering.
Number one selection in the AAF draft. I don't know if you knew about
that. I did not know that. That's your wheelhouse, too, right?
The AAF.
Good stuff, man.
Alliance of American Football. I'm in on that. Absolutely.
I love it. No, he's been playing pretty good football, and it's the NFL. You've seen stranger things happen. The Eagles still have to take care of their business,
yes.
And hopefully the Bears can take care of some of their business, too.
Let's go to Rick and them. No, that's not going to happen. You know, that's why we can't have nice things.
You can't have nice things. You know, it sounded like an enthusiastic call. Just keep it clean, folks. Come on. Let's have some fun with this today. It's a big win. Big 2-point last second win. Let's just try to keep it clean, can we?
By the way, I said this before. I don't think that Nick Foles has a career resume like literally anybody else. It is
unique.
I mean, we talked about the variance in his games before, right? Where we talked about all of the games that he has with a quarterback rating over 100. We talked about all of the games the quarterback rating has under 80, and it's like the same number of them. That's why, Joe, I am a big fan of keeping Foles around in a backup role, because most of the time from like a backup quarterback, you're going to get the same game. You're going to get 220 yards passing,
sure,
a touchdown and an interception, maybe one touchdown, two interceptions, maybe two touchdowns, one. It's the same game. Nick Foles can come in and do this. 471 yards, four touchdowns. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
It's incredible to have the luxury of having Nick Foles around. And he's not going to be here next year, so just enjoy it while they have him here. Carson Wentz is the guy going forward. Let's make that clear right here and right now. But it's been a hell of a ride with Nick Foles. Got to admit, it's been a hell of a ride.
And it's been a lot of fun.
And
there's no question.
We're still going.
Let's go to Jim in Mount Holly next on The Fanatic. Hey, Jim.
You know, fellas, we may be barking up the wrong tree with this whole Chicago-Minnesota thing. Kansas City has a chance to clinch the number one seed in the AFC, and they're going to be pumped after the Chargers lost. Now, Seattle did come off of that brick that they laid in San Francisco. Now, let's just say that would have happened. This Arizona-Seattle thing has been a very bizarre series where the road team has dominated. In fact, it continued again this year. The Seahawks won in Arizona early in the year. So, you know what it is, fellas? It just doesn't make sense if we don't get in the playoffs the way this thing has gone. I mean, I'm getting a headache trying to figure out how it kicks in, where the help is going to come from. I just feel in my gut that it's going to come from somewhere. I mean, even somewhere unexpected, like this Seattle-Arizona situation.
Sure, absolutely. But the key is, right, no matter what, Eagles just need to take care of business against Washington
first and foremost.
Just be able to sit back and watch and see what other teams are doing.
First and foremost. I mean, there are teams out there playing spoiler. They're playing for their jobs next year. They're playing for pride. You know, they're playing football, you know, like they know how to play. So I wouldn't take anything for granted. This isn't about, well, we just have to hope the Vikings lose. No, you have to take care of your business first, and then you can go scoreboard watching.
Absolutely correct, but you know, when I was watching that game yesterday, I was hoping against hope that Washington didn't win outright, because then I would be really frightened of them. But they lost a real gut-wrenching game. I think their bubble has burst. I mean, think about it. They beat Jacksonville in a comeback win the week before. It's a chance to win another game outright and stay very much alive. I mean, is Nick Foles not going to beat the Redskins and Josh Johnson in Washington?
Yeah, it'd be hard to believe, Jim. Hey, thanks for the phone call, man. As always, appreciate it. I would think that that's one that the Eagles should feel very confident in victory, no matter what. I mean, you look at all of the injuries that Washington's had. You look at the way that the Eagles played today. I mean, there's no reason to not be optimistic about next Sunday's game.
I'm very optimistic. I was optimistic before today's game about next week's game.
Right.
To me, this was the game that I thought, all right, this could be a little sketchy. They were a favorite. I thought Vegas had it right. The Texans, if you watch them play, I know they've won 10 of 11, but the last couple weeks they've struggled. You know, they struggled with the Jets, although they won and covered late last weekend. They lost Lamar Miller for this game. I thought this was a game the Eagles should have won. They got it done. I thought next week was the game where, not that they could take their foot off the gas, but I'm much more optimistic about next week's game, just like I'm more optimistic about the Bears hosting the Vikings than I was Detroit hosting the Vikings today.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. 610-632-0975. Let's go now to Tony in Philadelphia. What's happening, Tony?
Hey,
hey,
Nicholas Foles, man, what do you know? Come on, man, everybody's happy. The city is on fire when he, you know, everybody, I went to the game today.
How was it down there?
It was mad bananas down there, man.
I love it.
You know this league is a what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
All Nick Carson Wentz got, what, coolers? And Nick Foles delivered rings. Come on, man, like, I mean, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. So you're looking at a man that's just broke another record. Carson Wentz, the problem, I'm, you know, I like Carson Wentz. But what I'm saying is they coaching him like he Nick Foles. You got to unleash him. Carson Wentz is not going to beat you if he's not running with his legs. He's playing good if he's using his legs.
I agree.
He supposed to pull them out. Run the ball, man. Then he stand there and get a fumble and let the ball. What I'm saying, I couldn't believe it. But I gave him a chance, and it's like old times once you bring Nick Foles back. This is the team. This is the Super Bowl team that you was looking, that you was expecting all season long.
And well, like I said, healthy Foles is way better than injured Wentz.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Healthy Foles is better than hurt Wentz. But, I mean, make no mistake about it. Wentz is hurt, and he's been hurt all season.
He want to play. He claimed he's not hurt.
The player's supposed to. It's not up to the player. The player's supposed to say that he wants to play.
I want guys to want to play.
But you like this Nick Foles thing, like you not have, like, come on, man.
What?
Like, you gotta get, like I said, the numbers is not lying, man.
What numbers?
And I know in your head, you're saying if Nick Foles probably was in there for the second Dallas game, like I'm saying, we probably would have won. We probably would have won if Carson Wentz hurt, and that's the reason why he's not performing. He's not running the ball. I don't know why he's not running the ball.
He's got a broken back. Tony, thanks for the phone call. He's got a broken back. He's coming back from his knee injury. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why.
Reasons why he's not doing that. I don't really want him, you know, running amok. You know, he does play well when he flips the mode into street ball because he does. He extends plays. He can do it with. He's a threat with his legs. He's got a cannon of an arm. But listen, you know, he's hurt. All right, he's got a broken back, guys. You know, they're not going to put him in those positions, nor should they. Now, I'll ask this question to you, Joe. They haven't put him on IR yet.
They have not.
What do you think of that?
It's gamesmanship, I think.
Yeah?
I think that his season is likely over. And they just want to give... They just want to give teams something to think about, which quarterback's going to start.
That's what you think?
I believe you don't think
that they're... not eliminating him completely just in case they start to sniff the playoffs and he's not symptomatic and he's there for the asking if you want to go that route?
Well, what does that say? I mean, that for an organization that treats people well, right, where Howie Roseman trades Mark Sanchez to Denver to give him a chance to start.
Sure.
I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that'd be brutal to do that to Nick Foles.
Sure.
Like, that's not how I don't think that's how you treat people.
Right.
But
I agree.
You know, that's just me. But the question that I have, Joe, is like I'm starting to wonder the more and more of these calls we take, and I'm seeing the reaction on social media. I'm starting to wonder if this city actually deserves Carson Wentz. Like I'm starting to think, like, you know what? You know, we might just deserve to sign Nick Foles for a 3-year contract and then see what happens for the rest of the way.
What do you think's going through Carson Wentz's head when Nick Foles? I've said this on the air before. I think one of the reasons why, and I'm sure it's down there on the rungs, but he wanted to get back in the mix so quickly is he was tired of hearing Nick Foles accolades. Tired of it, right?
Of course.
Doesn't want him to start the season with 4 games and maybe go 3-1 and hear all that nonsense again. So he wanted to get back on the field. He admitted he was, you know, a little jealous with the podium and all that, so wanted it to be him. I get all that. But what do you think he's thinking or feeling now that he gets sidelined and they go out to L.A., they beat the Rams, they come home, they beat the Texans, 2 playoff teams, and we're still in this mix?
Well, this is what Doug Peterson said about Wentz's mental state. Did you see this or hear this? He said, I can stand here and say that Carson is our quarterback. And then he said this on Friday. He's our quarterback in the future. That's why we drafted him. It's also why we have Nick here as a backup, as a veteran player. I don't want to say to bail us out, but to come in and execute the offense. I think we just continue to reconfirm that with Carson and let him know that. Continue to say, hey, listen, you're going to be here for a long time, have a long career. We just have to commit to that and communicate that to him and let that sink in. Like, that tells me that Doug Peterson knows what's up. That even though they're friends, that Carson Wentz and Nick Foles are best friends by all accounts.
Sure.
There's still something up there where Wentz is looking across like, is this my team or not? Because he's the one with the statue next to you. He's the one with the shrine in Chris Long's locker. He's the one that everybody's going crazy over. And I guess I could take my MVP talent somewhere else if I'm not wanted.
I'm just guessing. I do not know this. I don't even know if it's appropriate for me to have this opinion, but I'm guessing
he's never stopped you before, Jeff.
Good point. I'm guessing he's probably not thrilled with what's going on right now.
I'm sure he's happy that the team's winning.
That's what I'm wondering. I am actually wondering.
Really?
I'm wondering that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I know it's not going to be a popular opinion amongst everybody, but I'm just something I think about. I'm wondering deep down if he's not happy about what's going on.
I think he is.
Okay.
But I can see how this scenario and this situation is obviously not
nightmare.
Playing out the way that he would want it to.
It's a nightmare for him.
He's Joe Stazak. I'm Joe Torti. Fanatic postgame show rolls on.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Offer ends 1/13/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
Some people avoid dealerships because they don't want a high-pressure sales pitch. At Conkerville, they promise to be different. Great customer service before, during, and after the sale is what you'll find. They're not here to sell you a car. They're here to help you buy one. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. Going on now is the Conkerville Nissan year-end clearance event. Incredible deals all month long on all leftover 2018 models. Get 0% financing on select 2018 Nissans and score an even better deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan you want with all the cool safety features like emergency braking with pedestrian detection, 360 camera views, and blind spot warning for changing lanes. Check out 202Nissan.com for all the amazing lease and finance deals. Way too many deals to mention in this commercial. That's 202Nissan.com. 202Nissan.com to find your next Nissan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Conkerville cares.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research, because together we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
Castrol Edge presents Ode to Joy. Don't let heat, friction, and viscosity breakdown ruin your engine's perfect harmony. For maximum performance, use Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Castrol Edge. It gets stronger under pressure. And that's the name of that tune. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and an STP extended light filter for $27.99 at AutoZone stores now. 3 times stronger against viscosity breakdown based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Viscrate.
Hey, football fans. When your favorite team scores a touchdown, touchdown this season, make sure you're celebrating with another TD. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Tullamore Dew is the smoothest Irish whiskey to enjoy during the big game. Triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured for even better flavor makes this TD perfect for celebrating TDs. Cheers to the death of thirst and birth of fond memories. Touchdowns and Tullamore Dew, a winning combination. Tullamore Dew reminds you to enjoy their whiskey responsibly during this football season. 40% alcohol by volume. William Grant & Sons, New York, New York.
Attention landlords and property owners. Tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties around the area. They're on call 24/7 with full leasing services, tenant screening, maintenance, rent collection, evictions, monthly financial statements, and more. Visit baymanagementgroup.com today. That's baymgmtgroup.com.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel. Ride down to the game with free lift credits. And chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday. And book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
Go Team Rudder. Okay, so maybe that doesn't exactly have the same sound as Go Birds, but Rudder Roofing does some winning ourselves. We win on reducing the stress of your roofing, siding, or window project. We win by over-communicating, being upfront and honest, and on bringing second-to-none, drug-screened, and background-checked technicians to your home. It's the little things that matter when someone works on your project. Let us help protect your house by scheduling today at RudderRoofing.com. That's RUTTER Roofing.com.
Think you know football? Put your money where your mouth is with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Now taking bets in Jersey. Bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill.
Eagles talk all day, all season, all year. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Fanatic Post Game Show with Joe Stazek. I'm Joe Torti here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I know people have been holding on the lines for a while, so let's get right to the phones, Joe. We'll start off with Jim in Delaware. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
What's up, Jim?
Hey, man, I hate to say this to you guys, but on a lot of things you're saying, you're wrong, man. I'm straight up, you're wrong. I mean,
about what?
You're saying, Doug called a conservative game. How do you throw for 470 yards and four touchdowns?
When he got 83 of them on one play?
Two of them. Well, how many 80-yard plays do you have this year? How many you've had in the last 2 weeks, okay? And you guys keep saying, well, he had a great year, he had a great year. No, he didn't. He was off target all year, okay?
I didn't say he had a great year.
No one said he had a great year.
Who said that?
His numbers were good.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were good. They're better than last year's numbers.
Hey, look, man, when you throw for 64%, but you're 25th in the league in yards per attempt, I can throw for 63% if I'm only throwing the ball 4 yards down the field, okay?
He had a quarterback rating of 105, better than last year.
His run-pass option, he passes every single time. That's not Doug's fault, okay? Once in a while, you got to let the running back have the ball. Okay, that's not Doug's fault. He holds the ball too damn long, okay? Now, you're talking about Nick. Nick's been MVP in the Super Bowl. He's been MVP in the Pro Bowl.
Don't give me the Pro Bowl, Jim.
And he should have been the MVP in the regular season when he threw for 27 touchdowns and two picks.
Can I throw in that Carson Wentz was the leading Pro Bowl vote-getter last year? Does that count for you?
1 year, dude, out of three.
You just gave me the Pro Bowl MVP. Give me a break, dude.
Nick Foles was his Pro Bowl MVP.
Great. That's awesome. What is that? In a fake game that doesn't count for anything?
You can talk all you want.
The man's been in the league 3 years.
He had one good year last year. His first year he didn't, and this year he was okay, okay?
With a broken back and shredded knees, he was okay.
Hey, dude, you guys used to rag on Tony Romo all the time with broken backs and all that crap. Injuries happen, brother. It's part of the game. Nick Foles is playing great. Stop making excuses.
He had a great game today. He was tremendous today, Jim.
Jim, what is your overall point?
What's your point?
My overall point is you guys are so pissed because people are saying to Carson, Nick's playing great.
Yes, he is. Are you taking Nick Foles over Carson Wentz long term? Yes or no?
Am I taking him over long term right now? If he takes him to the Super Bowl
right now?
Yes or no?
Right now.
Right now, I tell you what.
If this, no, yes, or no.
Right now.
Hey, one more try.
Right now. I don't know.
All right, then I don't know either, Jim. That's all we're saying, is that you don't take Carson Wentz.
Right.
Over that, Nick Foles, you and, like, I don't know how we can have a football conversation. No. I just don't know.
Jim wasn't sure what his point was. He was just upset that we
asked a very pointed question that got to the heart of it. What's your point?
Yeah, what is your point? I didn't know what he was trying to argue. Yeah, we know Nick Foles has been playing great and Carson Wentz has been injured, but I, again, his numbers were actually better than they were last year for what he played this year.
My favorite part, Joe, is that people point to all of Nick Foles' career accolades as if Carson Wentz hasn't been in the league for 3 years.
Yeah, his rookie year, he was a rookie.
And Foles has his entire career. He's 29 years old. He's going to be 30 years old. You have the entire career to pick whatever accolades you want to pick out of the... This is insane.
Yeah.
If I would have told you week 10 last year that this is the conversation that we were having, if I would have even insinuated that Carson Wentz was inferior to Nick Foles in any way, I literally would probably be fired. My boss would call me in and be like, Joe, sorry, we only hire people who have any clue what the hell they're talking about. Clearly we made a mistake.
Yeah, you'd have been packing your bags.
Like, honestly, this is flat out insane to me. Look, no one is saying that Nick Foles didn't have a great game. No one is saying, because he sure as anything did.
Oh, he's been great.
Did he have a great game last week when he threw for 270 yards and an interception? Did he have a great
game? No, he didn't have a great...
They beat a good team.
I think people... And again, I'm a Nick Foles guy. I thought they gave him a little too much credit last week.
Holy smokes, he
didn't throw any touchdown passes. He did drive the field and he played okay. That one pick was horrendous, but I thought he was okay last week. I thought he was good.
I thought he was good too.
Today I thought he was great at times today.
Me too.
His numbers, would reflect that. He did have a pick
and a fumble
ball. So you have to kind of weigh that in too. Two turnovers. You got to protect the football. But, he's been fine. He's been great. He's been a great backup. He's been a great guy to have around. And this, again, I'll go back to what I said. And, my boy Steve Callis, I have it all the time. We couldn't say it louder or be more emphatic about the fact that he was on the trading blocks. To me, you would have had to really bowl me over to get rid of Nick Foles last year, because like you said, Joe, there was a window and an opportunity this year that it looked better before the year started than it does now, but there was a window. And to, in order to strengthen, your chances and your, possible progressions this year, you got to keep Nick Foles around, because the same thing could happen like it did last year. And if we couldn't learn anything by last year, then, what are we doing in this business? And the fact that he went down, Nick Foles came in, got the job done, went 6 wins, no losses, blah, blah, blah. Same thing now. This is why I wanted Nick Foles around. And I think you did too. And some folks did. And some folks were like, get rid of him, third round pick, his market, his value.
He's
going to
walk for nothing.
He's going to walk for nothing. Listen. He's going to walk for nothing. Fine. You need him this year for this reason, for what he's done
so
far this year.
He's got a job to do.
Absolutely.
By the way, as long as people are calling in and saying that we're wrong, I just want to, provide stats to make sure that for everybody who says that Nick Foles gets rid of the ball faster than Carson Wentz since the start of 2017 playoffs, including the ridiculous Super Bowl run. This is per The Athletic. Nick Foles has taken 2.81 seconds to get rid of the ball. Wentz has taken 2.69, which says that Wentz gets rid of the ball faster than Nick Foles. But Nick Foles does throw the ball downfield more than Wentz, right? No, 11% of Carson Wentz's throws this season have traveled 20 or more yards downfield. That number is 10.6% for Foles. That doesn't count today's games, but if you go back to last year and include the playoffs, Wentz is still 0.5% higher than Foles. So even if it's close, this narrative that Foles throws the ball downfield way more than people just say what they want to see. Like, that's what it is. Like, the actual, what actually happens just doesn't count, which is fine. But don't call and be like, you guys don't know what you're talking about because we exist in this world of reality. Let's go to Shannon in Georgia next. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
Hey, buddy. Quick question for you guys. Who's the best cornerback on the Eagles roster right now?
Best cornerback? I thought Avante Maddox has been playing ball.
Yeah, Avante Maddox.
So we all know it. We all know. Avante Maddox is the best cornerback on this team, hands down. Okay, and it took three bums ahead of him, Sidney Jones, Jalen Mills, and Darby, to get hurt for Avante Maddox to show that he is the best cornerback on this team. sometimes, you know, these type of things happen. There'll never be a backup quarterback in history of the NFL to put up the type of numbers and have the accomplishments Nick Foles has had over the last 12 months that does not start for that football team. If I am a GM of this Eagles football team, and I love Carson Wentz, I'm sitting there, got his Eagles jersey on right now. Okay, love the guy. But I cannot be a responsible general manager if I've got a guy in Foles that's playing like a top three quarterback in the league over the last 12 months. You know, you can argue that all day. Or a guy who's played 3 years in this league that has had some pretty significant injuries, a brutal knee injury. And, okay, you can say his back injury is not that bad, but I'm sorry, I've been around sports all my life. When you're talking about back issues and at a young age like Carson, I'm very hesitant before I'm going to turn around and pay this guy $80 million when I got a guy that the eye test proves that my team plays better when this guy is starting at quarterback. And that's taking nothing away against Carson. I love him. I think he's a great guy. But the eye test and long term, as a responsible general manager, I have to consider these things.
Okay,
and
Shannon,
you think I'm crazy for saying that's wrong.
As a responsible GM needing to consider these things, you are going to have a decision to make next year. What do you do? What does Shannon do as a GM, factoring in, considering all the factors you just mentioned in terms of signing which quarterback is going forward with this team?
From outside, from looking at it, that's 1,000 miles. I'm not in the clubhouse. I'm not talking with the players.
No, just
I'm not
Shannon. Just Shannon coaches, okay? In the eyeball test. Yeah.
But right now, from the base 12 months in my city, because if Foles wins one more game and Wentz is healthy and they send Foles, this city's going to go nuts. Okay. I have to look at that, and I would try my best to keep them both. If the numbers are astronomical and I can't do it, that's one thing. But I just can't say, oh, okay, well, Foles, we'll see you later, especially if this guy puts us on another playoff run. Because any other guy, you can look at Kurt Warner, any guy who's ever done what Foles has done, he's starting. That's how Tom Brady made it. Because, hey, Drew Bledsoe was a better athlete and better all this than Tom Brady. But look what happened when Brady got his chance. Look what happened when Kurt Warner got his chance.
Yeah, but Shannon, it's different. Thanks for the phone call, man. Sorry, we're up against a break here. It's different when Nick Foles is way closer to the end of his career than the beginning, and Carson Wentz is about to enter his fourth season in the NFL. I'm literally bordering on speechless here. I'm not quite there. There's like a few fries at the bottom of the carton, but like they're definitely not spilling over the top. And like, we don't deserve him. We do not deserve Carson Wentz. I'm starting to realize
people
this.
People forget how lucky this city is to have Carson Wentz. I mean, Carson Wentz is getting summarily dismissed right now because of Nick Foles' success. He's like a top five quarterback going forward.
And I would argue that Nick Foles has not played like a top three quarterback over the last 12 months.
Right. No, he's had some marginal games. You lost to Tampa. Listen, what I like most about Nick, I know we're up against the break, so I'm going to, on the other side, tell you what I like about Nick Foles and a real concern I have, and Joe, you can maybe comment on it in terms of Nick Foles, a concern I have regarding the two versus each other.
We'll also hear from Doug Peterson and also Nick Foles coming up next. 610-632-0975. It's the Fanatic post-game show. Joe Stazak and Joe Torti on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic. Oh, so your plans fell through the Friday morning of Super Bowl weekend. Oh. Don't worry. We've got a reason for you to still drink beers at 6 a.m. Yeah. On Friday, February 1st, join Farsetta and Trey in the morning as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and tailgate party Philly has ever seen.
Want to play? Here's how.
Go to 97.5thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Mets' huge stage.
Want
to
party? Here's how.
Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download your free tickets now. 97.5 The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Barzetta and Trey. Friday, February 1st at the Mets. From the only station in Philly with bean bags big enough to do this. 97.5. The Fanatic.
What a year. Your home improvement to-do list still isn't to done. But hey, at least you still have time to get the Ford vehicle you've always wanted. Just get to the final days of our holiday sales event. Stop by your local Ford dealer today. It's where you'll find our best offers of the season on Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. So, see you sometime between now and January 2nd. Ford, built for the holidays.
And now for a limited time, you can bring home a new F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months, only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment, is available on 18 model year F-150, excludes Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stocked by 1-2-19. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and complete details.
The greatest gift you can give your family this holiday season is the gift of sobriety. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. I was absolutely drinking to die. My son was extremely concerned about his mother. I can remember one day my son waking me up at 7 years old and saying to me, "Mommy, do you want to die?" And I looked right at him and said, "Yes." My mother saw how bad my addiction was, and she saw that I couldn't stop. And the next morning, she drove me to Recovery Centers of America. And I know that when my mother left me there that day, that she felt like everything was going to be all right, and she finally was able to have some peace of mind. I had been in Recovery Centers of America for 28 days, and my life today has purpose. I'm able to be a mother. I'm able to be a daughter. I'm able to be a part of all the milestones in my family's life today.
Recovery Centers of America has locations nearby in Devon, Pennsylvania, and Mays Landing, New Jersey. Call now 1-800-RECOVERY.
At Conkerville Subaru, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Subaru, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, the big move sale. Conkerville Subaru will be moving to their new showroom within a month. Everything in their old showroom must be sold. No reasonable offer will be refused. As an additional incentive, buy a 2019 Outback for 0% interest for 36 months on select models, or buy an Impreza or Legacy for 0.9% interest for 48 months on select models. The Subaru Share the Love event is going on now. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details. Special financing and event end January 2nd, 2019. Visit 202Subaru.com for inventory. That's 202Subaru.com. Conkerville cares.
Natalie Eganoff here to talk to you about my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, go see Angelo and the team at Family & Company. They'll walk you through every step of the process and help you pick out the perfect ring. The holiday season is here, so fill her stocking with something she will never forget, a beautiful ring from Family & Company. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or online at familyjewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research, because together we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
Hear that? That's music to every basketball fan's ears. And this season, you can get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book, taking over 1 million bets a day, and now taking bets on basketball in New Jersey. So bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPhones, iPads, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. They have a one-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Why buy your kids' new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? Keyword search, Experimac, Cherry Hill.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missanelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Welcome back to the Fanatic Post Game Show with Joe Stazak and Joe Torti. Let's get to the phones, Joe. But first, I do want to hear what you were saying about the things that you like and your concern.
My concern is, and I talked about this ad nauseum. It's not the first time anyone's going to hear me say this, but my concern about Wentz. See, Nick Foles to me has the clutch gene.
Clearly.
It is swirling through his veins every time he goes out there. That's why I call him Never Nervous Nicky. He doesn't seem unfazed. He doesn't seem fazed by anything. He's very unflappable. Whereas Carson Wentz has had some games where he's come back, driven the team down, field goal here or there. But I think there have been more opportunities to score a touchdown, to punch it in, and some other opportunities to drive the field and put your team in a position to kick a field goal that I think at times, and especially this year, he's come up short on. I'm not saying he doesn't have the clutch gene at all. I just think I'd like to see more of that
in
him.
And well, he came out small in Carolina game. He came up small in the Tennessee game.
Those are two games I bring up. Yeah. Where he could have. I know the defense collapsed, but he had opportunities to score a touchdown in overtime to eliminate any chance of Mariota bringing his team down the field in the Carolina game. They had first and 10 at the 22, and remember he looked off Smallwood and tried to get it to Jeffrey, and it's just I'd like to see more of that. And my concern is, will he end up having the clutch gene like Nick Foles does? I don't know. I don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm not saying he will. But I know that Nick Foles goes out there in a clutch situation, and you're going to see positive football.
Nick in Philadelphia was at the game. Is this Nick Foles calling into the show?
Yeah, hey guys, what's up?
How you doing, man?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, just real fast on the Wentz and Foles thing. I think it's a joke that people really like. Don't get me wrong, I'm happy for what Foles did for us, and I will always love him for that. But I think it's an absolute joke that people are really picking Foles over Wentz. And I think the reason is that because we're kind of being blinded by this Super Bowl victory. Now, don't get me wrong again. I'm happy it happened, of course. But we need to realize that Carson is the reason why we probably got there. We were 11-1 when we went down. And then the same thing here. Yeah, he kind of had a little bit more rougher year because of the injuries. But long term, Carson Wentz is doing it. It's just that we're being so praised by Foles because he's showing up where it matters, and we're kind of being blinded by that.
I think you're right about it. I mean, one, it is the recency thing, right, where Nick's doing it again, like he did it today, this afternoon. But also, it's the bright, shiny thing, right? It's the Lombardi Trophy. The fact that he was able to bring that home, and he's the one who's on the cover of the DVD and everything else, like, that all matters, I think, to people.
Of course, and, like, you know, we never, like you said, you know, Wentz has only been here for 3 years, and we have never seen him in one playoff game. He could do the same thing that Foles does if he gets protected and he spreads open the offense like Foles did today with Wentz and Ertz and Jeffrey and, you know, Foles. The same thing could happen. We haven't seen it yet because it's too early to tell.
Nick, I think you're right about that, man. Thanks for the phone call. And, Joe, we were talking about this during the break. This is my role in all of this, okay?
Yeah.
The Folesian people out there who are talking about how Nick Foles should be the starter long term, this is it. I am your friend, and you are about to get married. You found the one.
This is a great analogy.
And you've been looking forever.
Fantastic.
6 months before the big day, you find the crazy hot, okay? You find
stupid
the crazy hot. The stupid, the almost nothing else matters, okay? You find that. And as your friend, there is only so much that I can tell you. There's only so much that I can extol about your fiance, about how great she is, about how awesome her family is, about how great your relationship. There's only so much I can tell you. At the end of the day, you're going to do whatever you want to do
Right. You know that's happening.
That's how I feel today, talking to the Folesian people.
Yeah, Foles is the hot chick.
Nick Foles is the crazy hot chick.
She's the crazy, stupid hot chick that comes around. You're like, wait a second. Do I know what I'm doing here? Do we need to investigate further? Do I have to kind of open this up for discussion?
That's where we are. I can tell you, I'm like, Joe, no, you know. You know what's good. And you're like,
but Joe, did you see this? Did you see what I'm looking at?
She just walked by. It just happened. Are you crazy? I mean, what has Ann done for me lately? She's not even here. She's never here when I watch the game. That's where we are. That's what this is.
Yep. Joe, I love that analogy.
I'm trying to help.
On the money.
I can't.
So on the money. Well, you're trying, man. I give you an A for effort.
Let's go to Mike in Flower Town. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
How you guys doing? Happy holidays.
Same to you, Mike.
It was a great game, but I'm really pissed off at the coach because they never called the pass inter. You know, they should have challenged that call for when Nick Foles got face mask. It was unbelievable. That was a gimme.
That was a tough call. I don't know if that's challengeable.
Not challengeable.
But that was a bad call.
Not challengeable.
Oh, it was terrible. You know?
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. You can't make that stuff up.
No.
How blatant it was, and no one sees it.
You saw that, right?
Yeah, we saw it.
And even Nick Foles was calling for, pass interference, you know? But nothing from the coaches. So what happened with that?
Well, I don't think thanks for the phone call, Mike. I don't think the coaches can challenge, you know, face mask penalties or anything like that.
It's not challengeable. If that's what Mike's asking, you can't challenge it.
Not a challengeable play.
I mean, they might send a tape to the league and say, you know, what's up with this officiating? But you can do the same thing if you're Houston and send the J.J. Watt, you know, roughing the passer, and then the Brandon Graham roughing the passer. I mean,
right.
There's some no calls and some calls that were horrendous today.
I agree. Let's go to Scott in Harleysville. What's going on, Scott?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Hi, Scott.
Happy holidays to all y'all.
You
same
too,
to you.
I think the last guy had a little too many today.
It's possible. It's
very possible. But he's celebrating. He's celebrating the victory.
I mean, you can celebrate, but I don't think you can challenge a pass interference call there.
No, I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet.
Face mask either.
I just see the game plan a little different with, obviously, with Wentz and Foles.
Mm-hmm.
Foles is more conservative. Maybe they need to use that with Wentz.
I agree.
Yeah, that's what Joey was saying.
Yeah, I mean, Wentz, I mean, here's the thing. We should have done the Sixers kind of thing with that, like maybe just let him sit the year. I mean, it's hard to say that in the beginning, but overall, Foles is, he's a great backup, but he's never going to be your guy. He's never going to be the guy that takes you, you know, a full season and then through the playoffs.
It's interesting you bring that up, Scott, because he's had the chance. And thanks for the phone call. He has had the chance in the past to be the starter, and he's gotten hurt. I don't hold that against Nick Foles. I think everybody gets hurt. Aaron Rodgers gets hurt and misses games. Ben Roethlisberger gets hurt and misses games. Like, it happens. Like, I've seen it happen to great quarterbacks. It's not something that you're like, oh, well, this guy's never going to be healthy again. But, I mean, when it comes to what he said about sitting Wentz out the whole year, with the benefit of hindsight, knowing how the season has gone, Joe, I would absolutely subscribe to that theory. Knowing how the season's gone. However, when the season is starting, everyone's talking about how the Eagles are probably they have the best chance of any team ever to repeat.
Right.
I mean, you're not thinking about sending them out for the whole season.
I was one of them. I was in on that too. I thought they had a window and had an opportunity and had a lot of 19 returning starters of the 22. So I was fine with the way it played out, you know. But in hindsight, you're right. I would subscribe to that, but no, not with the way the situation was. Absolutely not.
610-632-0975. Let's go to Tom in Newtown Square. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks.
What's up, Tom?
Good, thanks. Listen, I think I'm not at all going to knock Carson Wentz because I do think if all things equal, he has the potential to be the better quarterback and have the better future. There's no doubt about that. Just on paper, you can see that. But just a few things that people are that are against Nick Foles to keep in mind. He's not just a backup. As a starter, as the Eagle starter, not counting his rookie year, he's 19-5 in the regular season. In the playoffs, he's 3-1 with 113.2 quarterback rating. And for 1 year, he has the third best quarterback rating of all time. So he's not just Jeff Hostetler, in my opinion, who even himself went on to take another team to the playoffs.
Sure.
So the question is, would you rather have Carson Wentz or Nick Foles if all things being equal? I think the answer is Carson Wentz. But if the question is, would you rather have Nick Foles an extra $10 million in cap space and 2 first-round picks if you were to trade Wentz, the longer Foles continues to show that he could be successful, maybe we do have the next great one as a quarterback, but maybe we also had the Kurt Warner that was just a late boomer. I mean, you mentioned mm-hmm. Foles is 29 and toward the end of his career. Warner went to the Cardinals at 34. If you look at, for example, Breeze, you know, San Diego thought, weak arm, 6-foot quarterback. On paper, Phillip Rivers is a better quarterback. And
good
maybe
point.
On paper, Phillip Rivers is a better quarterback. But they let go of Breeze. And I'm not saying Foles is going to be Breeze. Not at all. But Breeze went on to have also a great career along with Phillip Rivers. So it's not just one guy's a backup, one guy's a bust, one guy's a stud. They could both be really good. And you said it, Joe. Nick Foles just has that it factor when the game's on the line. I mean, another 2-minute drive he comes to win. Even against the Saints when he lost in the playoffs with Chip Kelly, Foles left the field with the lead.
With the lead, of course. Now, with Tom, the only question I have, though, is, you know, you talked about the two first-round picks. If you're an opposing GM, how highly do you value Carson Wentz if he's not beating out Nick Foles and he has all these injury issues and things like that? And the Eagles now have an untenable quarterback situation where if you don't trade two first-round picks, you might just end up with the guy when his rookie deal expires if they're committed to Nick Foles.
So you know that this is a quarterback-starved league. I would be shocked. Because if I was a GM that didn't have a – like if I'm Jacksonville or if I'm some other team that is, you know, reasonably good but doesn't have one – I don't know how you don't do your fan base a service by giving up two first-round picks together. Because, again, I'm not knocking Wentz. We just may have been lucky enough where we have the next Kurt Warner.
Interesting you bring that up, Tom.
I don't think he quite has the skill set that Kurt Warner has. He certainly has the it factor.
No question about that.
We're forgetting and maybe not forgetting, but and I mentioned it on my show. We talked about it during the game. Nick Foles gets $500,000 for a start and a win. So $250,000 for every start he makes this year, and every win he gets another $250,000. All of that pales in comparison to the boatload of money he's made the last 2 weeks for free agency purposes.
It's outrageous.
He's just made a boatload of money. And he was in a situation where I would be like, you know, if I had the opportunity to go either way, I would say not play another snap because I don't think his stock could have gotten higher after the Super Bowl. But my goodness gracious, his stock is now through the roof.
Absolutely is. Let's hear from head coach Doug Peterson, who addressed the media after the game. This is what he said.
Fire away. Doug, the third and ten throw to Nick's throw after he came back in the game to Zach. Can you kind of walk us through the call?
The last drive?
Yeah, the 20-yard pass to Ertz.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you know. Just a call that's been in our offense. Again, thinking of our playmakers, obviously, you know, Alshon making a tremendous catch, and then Ertz. The two defenders for Houston actually collided, and which allowed Zach to really, really pop free, and Nick did a great job there of just being able to be patient in the pocket, find him, and put up a good throw, and then have the awareness of getting out of bounds.
On the sideline there, a few tough fourth quarters. What were you thinking when they took the lead?
We got time and timeouts again, and have a lot of confidence in the offense. You know, it's something that you know, we work on a lot. It's a 2-minute drive and tempo offense, and you know, this league has always been about players making plays, and you know, a lot of credit to the offense today for putting us in that position to win this game.
Nick always plays with calmness, with poise, but how impressive was it today, especially after he took that hit, had to come out, then to come back and direct the offense?
You know, that's just Nick. You know, he's always been calm, you know, in and around the, you know, his preparation during the week and then, of course, leading up to the game. And, you know, he's a guy that just wants to continue to just help the team win and dish the ball and put it in our playmakers' hands. And you know, really not get much credit. Just let the other guys do it. You know, and even after taking that hit and then going back in, I thought it took a lot of courage. Excuse me, a lot of courage and guts at that point to want to finish the game and come back in. And it's just credit to Nick.
What did he say when he came off the field for that one play?
I was getting Nate ready, so I didn't talk to him.
Doug, you guys think you're playing your best football this season right now, heading into next week?
Yeah, I think so. I think he, you know, these last, you know, 3, 4, 5 games, I think things have kind of picked up for us. I do feel like at this time of the year, you know, if you want any kind of momentum, you know, if you get a chance to go to the postseason, you need to be playing your best football now. And I think that's, you know, I think that's what we're doing at this time.
You had a lead for most of the game, but the pass-run ratio was pretty lopsided in favor of pass. Is that because they were kind of depleted at corner?
Did you see their rush defense today? 35 yards rushing the football. It was hard.
I'm not criticizing.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe we needed to run the ball more or something. But, that's a tremendous defense now. That's a great group. That front seven, eight guys with their safeties. I mean, they do a really good job. They create different angles for our offensive linemen. And so some of the things that we've been able to do in the last couple of weeks, they just kind of took us out of it. And so, you know, I knew we're going to have to run the ball late in the game. You know, even when we went up by 13 there, 29-16, I felt like we could, you know, get a little momentum, run the ball, make them use timeouts. You know, maybe we could finish the game at that point. But we didn't do it. It was just great defense.
On the two-point conversion in the first half, two questions. What made you go for that one? And was there an explanation as to why
I wanted to go up six at that point, so that's really the option there. It's something we'll just have to take a look at. You know, we'll send it in tomorrow and see what we get back. But nothing.
What's 83-yard Aguilar? Was that an audible?
Yes.
It was.
Yes.
Lane Johnson on JJ today. Did a tremendous job. JJ's name didn't get called very much.
I'll tell you, Lane had a great week of preparation. Got in his mindset. He's awesome. I mean, he's awesome. He's a tremendous right tackle, and you know he's had to block some really, really, really good defensive ends this season. This was probably one of the probably the best one he's seen all season, and did a nice job. Did a really nice job, and it's a credit to him, and well deserved.
What did Nick check out of on that audible?
It was just a coverage check that he saw. Something Houston had been running earlier in the game, and he saw it. Got to a play that would attack that coverage, and great protection, and allowed him to get the ball down the field.
It was already a pass play.
It was a pass play to begin with. Yes. Yeah.
Doug, Zach broke Witten's record today. What has he meant to your quarterbacks to have a guy, particularly on third down and in the red zone, that they know can get open and they can count on?
Yeah, first of all, it's a great honor for Zach, congratulations go to him, you know. But he's another one of those guys that very unselfish. Quarterbacks do have a comfort level with him, you know. He seems to kind of be that guy that you know exactly where he's going to be, and you know, he's obviously great after the catch, runs great routes. So, you know, for the quarterbacks to have that type of guy, again, it just gives you that little comfort, you know, especially in crucial moments, like, you know, the corner route that he ran late in the game. It's a credit to him for how hard he works, and then his relationship with our quarterbacks.
What'd you say?
I was just proud of him. Told him how proud I was, and you know, we had to come through a lot of adversity today, and they hung in there. They hung together. As the game wore on, our team got tighter and tighter and tighter, and played well down the stretch. And you know, it wasn't pretty, obviously. You know, there were a lot of mistakes and a lot of things that went around, but the bottom line was they found a way to win.
So open was in the past about having a certain feeling about your team. Are you seeing something now in these past five games that gives you encouragement about your prospects here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and part of the message in the locker room, too, is just, you know, I'm proud of the way they come to work every day and prepare that day. It's Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, whatever it is, they prepare that way, and it pays off, you know, in these games. And, you know, our guys don't make plays that they made today if we don't practice those situations, or at least put them in situations to make those plays in practice. And you know, you're just seeing how a lot of our young guys are really maturing now, and they're growing up, and they are contributing and making some plays. And you know, it's not perfect. There's still some mistakes being made, but you know, the veteran guys are rallying, the veteran guys are making plays, they're doing the things that we ask them to do. And that's for me, that's all I can ask for. The effort is there, obviously. You know, the excitement is there, the passion for the game, the desire to win. And, you know, it's a resilient group.
It seems like a few times this year, that resiliency, this group has been, at least playoff-wise, declared dead for the year, even part of today. What does it say, and how proud are you
that you're going into week 17 with something to play for still?
Oh, it's everything. I mean, these guys are so excited to be still, you know, in the hunt and to really, you know, we talk about controlling things that we can control. Well, we get to control where, you know, our destiny a little bit. We get to make our own and create our own. And so that's why I'm, you know, these guys never quit. You know, they don't quit. And it would have been easy, you know, today just to, you know, kind of let your guard down at the end and not finish the game. But again, kind of goes back to your question. Just as a veteran group, resilient group, they hang together and they find a way to win. And you know, as a head coach, that's what all you can ask for, really. Thanks.
All right, there he was, head coach Doug Peterson. Seemed, and he echoed, Joe, a lot of what we talked about before, that not only us as fans, but the players are excited that they're not just playing out the string heading into week 17.
Oh, absolutely. You can tell. They look like they're having more fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the last four games, they won, what, four of the last five games, and they're averaging over 27 points per game in those games. They went up about 6 or 7 points in the last five games. It looked like they're having fun. And they're into this thing, and, you know, again, it goes down to the wire. And by the way, I did misspeak earlier. The Bears game is in Minnesota, so they have to win in Minny.
On the road,
the Bears
okay.
do have to win on the road.
All right, so
makes it a little harder.
Yeah, and obviously the team's going to be uber-focused, the Eagles, that is, on Washington as well, because it all goes sideways, and it's all for naught unless you take care of business.
You got to take care of your own business. Both games start at 1 o'clock.
Let's go to Terry in Philadelphia next on the Fanatic. Hey, Terry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Awesome.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, I just wanted to make a point. I don't want to sound sour grapes right now or anything because we did win the game, but I do believe the NFL has a serious, serious officiating problem. And obviously today is a kind of a microcosm of that, but, you know, it's every week. They're, at the absolute least, it's inconsistent. At the worst, it's absurdly poor. You know, is it that the referees are that poorly trained, you know, leading towards do we need full-time officials? Or is it that they're getting the information from the league and they're just confused because they don't know how to call the game because there is no consistency? It's mind-boggling and it's just infuriating watching these games, any game in the NFL for that matter.
Yeah, Terry, this year in particular, I think that there's been more of an uproar about the officials in any season since, like, the replacement officials. I think this is, like, the most noticeable across the league that referees have been. So I don't think you're alone in saying that something's up.
Yeah, and you don't see this in college football week in and week out. It seems to be every game all the time. And it's just, you know, guys, it's frustrating, I suppose. And, you know, I'm just, you know, kind of at wit's end, and I'm trying to figure it out. And, you know, I don't have an answer to it because the inconsistency is just maddening. So, you know, thank you, guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, you got it, Terry. Thanks for the phone call, man. He's not the first or the last person who's going to talk to us, reach out to us about the officiating, because it has been questionable. Now, those guys have a tough job, a really tough job. I would argue that officiating in the NFL is considerably more difficult than it is in college, considering the speed and how everything happens and how the rules are just a little different. But it has been tough to watch sometimes if you're a fan of excellent officiating.
Yeah, and that's fine. Here's the thing. I know there are some gray areas in terms of these calls, but saying it's not a clear recovery of a fumble in the Dallas game, to me, it's ridiculous.
It's bad.
Saying there was no foul on the face masking penalty today or missing it is just
right.
It's just bad. It's just been
odd.
Do I know that's a trend? I don't know if that's a trend because I've seen bad officiating on both sides. I'm not saying they're out to get to the Eagles or anything, but we've just seen some blatantly bad no calls or calls this year and don't have anything to do with the, you know, whether he lowered his head or not, whether he picked up and drove a quarterback into the ground. I mean, those things are some gray areas there. I can understand why maybe there's some hesitancy to call some penalties here
right.
while there's less there. But some of the other calls that I just mentioned is just blatantly bad officiating.
Well, I think the Eagles should keep doing false starts and things like that because they keep letting the Chargers score touchdowns on false starts. Like, that's happening week after week after week. So we got to get a piece of that. Let's go to Ian Norristown next on the Fanatic. Hey, E.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, bro?
Hey, Dennis. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I just wanted to make a couple of points if I can. The first one is the short-term memory of this Philly fan base is killing me, fellas. First of all, people keep saying, oh, Carson's never had a full season. He always gets, you know, he's always getting injured. His rookie season was a full season.
Yep.
He came into the league like Captain America as a rookie, had a 3-1 start,
And then Lane Johnson wants to get involved with some steroids or PEDs or whatever. And now he's running for his life for the rest of the season.
With the worst receiving core, like, in the history of the NFL.
And people forget that. Like, this dude came in 7-9. He should have been, like, 5-whatever you want to do minus 16, 5-11. So he saves the season there. Then the second thing. Foles comes in, and I'm a Wentz wagon guy, and I don't think there's any controversy. I'll get to that. But Foles comes in 1-1. People are like, oh, let's bring in Carson game 3. I was under the belief to bring him in on the fifth game and split the first part of the season 4-4. People start screaming for Wentz to come in game 3. He comes in, he beats the Colts. Oh, Wentz is back. So what's the same short-term memory? You're saying, oh, well, we should have put Foles in. You were calling for Wentz to come in. Everybody was happy when he came in and beat the Colts. So which is it? You can have your cake and eat it too, right?
Oh, yeah, but they want to have their cake and eat it too. That's how it works around here, bro.
I didn't even want to get in E's way because he's on a roll.
But go ahead.
I get it. So it's perfect. Then this whole thing about quarterback controversy. There is no quarterback controversy. There's just a large difference of public opinion. Quarterback controversy is two people are fighting for a starting position. Wentz knows he's the starter. Foles knows he's the quarterback. What conversation, or backup, what conversation are we having? Foles is the better quarterback right now, guaranteed. But then when there's a healthy Wentz and there's a healthy Foles, Foles is going to give this team over to Wentz. What conversation are we having? What planet are we living in? What Eagles nations do we exist in?
You're speaking the truth, brother. I'm sorry, man. We got to move on. But you are speaking the God's honest truth. I couldn't have said it any better than what
he
said.
He was right. Right on the money.
In 3 years, Carson Wentz has more healthy seasons starting 16 games than Nick Foles does, just for the record. Just throwing that out.
Yeah, he was completely healthy his first season. Although I do think he is injury prone, like you said.
There's no question.
I have concerns because some of these are major injuries keeping him out of action for a long time. I'm not even talking about the back. I'm talking about the knee, and then there was the broken hand he had. And the back injury too bothers me because it's another injury that's going to keep him out indefinitely. We don't know. I asked that question earlier. You think it's gamesmanship, but if if Nick Foles gets hurt and there's an option of putting Wentz in the game, let's just say it can't get any worse with the back. We know that. You put him back in the game?
I probably would if it can't get any worse.
If it can't get any worse, and I knew that for a fact, I'd put him back in the game. See, that's why I think they're keeping him around for maybe that reason.
It's possible. He's Joe Stazak. I'm Joe Torty. We're taking your phone calls next right here on the Fanatic Post Game Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Buy a house without an agent? Probably not. But lots of us go solo when we need a car. Ardent Credit Union has hired auto buying professionals to assist you in finding the car you want, new or used, and negotiating a deal you could not get on your own. Savings average over $3,000, and it's free to all of our account holders. So why go it alone? Learn more at ardentcarbuying.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Grit. It's not just a word. It's a way to live. At Ardent Credit Union, we believe that having the perseverance and passion to never quit in the face of adversity says a lot about a person. This fall, Ardent Credit Union wants to reward local high school athletes with grit. Does your son or daughter have an unwavering work ethic on and off the field? Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/grit to nominate your student athlete with grit. And your kid could win a $100 gift card courtesy of Ardent Credit Union.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 1010 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 1010. Avant.com, code 1010.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Pandora Jewelry has sparkling gifts for you and everyone on your list. Discover a variety of rings, earrings, necklaces, and bracelets, all hand-finished with genuine metals. Need help finding the perfect gift? Consult with one of Pandora Jewelry's in-store stylists or choose from a selection of wrapped and ready gift sets. Shop Pandora Jewelry now and light up her world with the gift of sparkle.
This holiday season, come to Pandora in the Deptford Mall.
My office still has those overhead yellow lights. You know, the ones that buzz all day? Uh-huh. Well, I'm not sure how old they are, how much extra they're costing me, or if they'll ever go out. But I do know that I hear them in my sleep.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business, like lighting incentive solutions that make it easy to save energy and money. Just visit pico.com/smartideas. Pico, the future is on.
These are the moments sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800-GAMBLER.org.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's time to switch to Citadel and experience the difference a trusted, locally owned financial institution can provide. Citadel, banking with one focus, you.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Operates 131-19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Tier agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Connection pro backup limited up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
How to buy an engagement ring. Step 1. Place the index finger of your right hand inside your right ear. Step 2. Place another finger inside your left ear. And step 3. Don't remove them until you place yourself inside Benari Jewelers. Because you'll be getting a lot of bad advice from friends, relatives, and even other stores. And you need to not listen to any of it. Instead, give an ear to the diamond experts at Benari Jewelers. Unlike your Aunt Dorothy, we know quality from junk. Unlike your buddy Steve, who can only remember two of the four C's of diamond buying, we can explain them all. And unlike that guy, Vince, who sells generic rings from the back of his 1987 conversion van, we carry the latest styles and one-of-a-kind designs. So if you're ready to hear some good advice, come to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
This is it. You waited and waited and waited.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
And we approve this message.
It's official.
300 Jeeps.
During Gary Barbera's 2018 year-end clearance.
clearance.
Hello?
Not $1,000 off, not $2,000 off, but $3,000 off. And that's
the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice. Zero down from $16,990.
So nice you gotta say that twice.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And now during Gary Barbera's wall-to-wall clearance big finish event, we're throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink. So make your choice. Zero down or from $16,990.
And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
This is it. Barbera's clearance. Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And from just $16,990.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel. Ride down to the game with free lift credits. And chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday and book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPhones, iPads, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. They have a one-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Why buy your kids' new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? Keyword search, Experimac Cherry Hill.
Nick's driving through a nasty storm and counting down the minutes until he gets to his in-laws.
We're here.
But one thing he didn't count on? Being there an extra day because he didn't test his car battery.
Oh, no.
Think ahead. Think advance. At any time, one in four batteries is about to fail. Get free battery testing plus batteries that deliver more performance and starting power in extreme conditions starting at $79.99 with free installation. Only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
There are 10,000 wine grape varietals worldwide. Here's to thousands and thousands of gift possibilities.
Chardonnay paired with lobster mashed potatoes? Simply delicious.
I know just the right $10 bottle for your white elephant party.
The most stolen gift award is yours guaranteed.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research, because together we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
Happy holidays from 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Jamie Frankel, General Sales Manager of 97.5, The Fanatic. Here's to a happy holiday and a happy new year to you and your families from ours.
Hi, it's Eric Johnson. I'm the Program Director of 97.5, The Fanatic. On behalf of my wife, Linda, my son, Steve, and my daughter, Lindsay, just wanted to wish all of our clients and listeners the happiest of holiday seasons.
Season's greetings, and thanks for listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Fanatic post-game show as the Eagles take care of the Texans 32-30 with Joe Stazak, Joe Torti here with me. And now we are joined by, you've seen him on the ESPN NFL matchup show. He is the author of Philly Special, the inside story of how the Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl championship. He is ESPN's preeminent NFL reporter, Sal Palantonio. How you doing, Sal?
Oh, I'm doing great. Been here at Lincoln Financial Field 12 hours now, and we're about to wrap up, just leaving the stadium. What a game. The legend of Nicky Touchdown grows, man.
You know, Sal, you talk about how in Philly Special, you talk about how it was like a growing, swelling confidence that was building over the course of weeks. And you can almost see that same thing happening with the whole team starting with this game. Did you have any idea that this was the kind of output that Foles was going to have?
Well, you know, he has had big games before, numbers-wise. And, you know, Super Bowl 52 basically cemented him in immortality as far as Eagles fans are concerned. But now for him to come off the mat like that after getting a Jadeveon helmet, Clowney's helmet tattooed into his sternum and lead the team down the field for a game-winning field goal in the last home game of the Super Bowl championship season, you know, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, when you put it in a script, some Hollywood producer says, nobody would believe that.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up, Sal. And they do look like a different team when he's on the field. I'm not just talking about the clutch gene he has, but, you know, throughout the course of a game, why do you think they look like a different team with Nick Foles at the helm?
Well, I can only focus in on this game. You know, if Josh Adams doesn't fumble the football, this game's a laugher.
Yeah.
And that's how Nick Foles set it up with that 88-yard bomb to Nelson Aguilar. Now, that's the longest touchdown pass since Nick Foles threw a bomb 8 years ago. So, you know, he's got it. He's got the ability to do it. He's not a novelty act. People need to stop talking about him like that. When you win a Super Bowl and you're Super Bowl MVP, and then you come in like this and go on the road as a double-digit dog to L.A. and beat the Rams and then come off the mat, you know, you got more than nine lives. And I am just truly impressed by what he did today in this football game.
Now, Sal, the results of this game now mean that it's meaningful football again for another week, and the team seems to be energized in a way that maybe they weren't about a month or so ago when they looked a little bit lethargic and things like that. Have you been able to detect that, and what's the cause of it? What's the cause of the new infusion of energy, as best you can tell?
Well, I think they have a confidence in rallying around Nick Foles. They know there are you know, you can't lie to NFL players and coaches. They study the film. The eye in the sky doesn't lie. They know what plays were left out on the field when Carson Wentz was playing. For whatever reason, whether he was hurt, couldn't evacuate the pocket, was anchored in the pocket because he couldn't move, whether he couldn't make the throw or didn't want to make the throw under the circumstances, whatever they presented. But there's lots of different reasons why he didn't perform up to his MVP level last year. And so now throws are being made. Let's take the 88-yarder to Nelson Aguilar. Now, Aguilar and Foles both recognized the coverage one-on-one. And I caught up with Aguilar after the game as he came out of the locker room. I said, was that an audible at the line of scrimmage? He said, oh, yeah. I said, who called it? He said, the quarterback. I said, what was the route? He said, it was just a straight, simple post route. I was going to go beat my man, and Nick was going to throw it up there. It was a great throw, over-the-shoulder catch. And if you think about it now, go back to the NFC Championship game, to the over-the-shoulder catch on the flea flicker made by Torrey Smith against the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
So Nick Foles has a natural little bit of a hook on his throw, doesn't he? It kind of goes to the left a little bit. And Aguilar had to adjust just like Torrey Smith did. And so they know. They know where the ball is going to be. And it was dropped in there like a teardrop out of the sky. And those are the kinds of throws that he's always made in his career. So recognition, execution, it comes from experience and ability.
Sal, last question, because we're up against it. We got to run very shortly, my friend. There's been a big faction that's taken Nick Foles aside during our postgame show and throughout the week since Nick Foles has come in and, you know, did what he did last year against the rest of the league and then against the Rams last week. What kind of effect do you think this Nick Foles craze and, of course, the shrine at Chris Long?
Whoa. What craze? What are we talking about? The guy's 2-0 in two important games. It has nothing to do with a craze. I mean, you know, there was a shrine built by Chris Long in his locker. Chris Long is the team's representative for the man of the year. The guy who lit the candles is Fletcher Cox at the Shrine, a guy who's going to the Pro Bowl. So there's no craze about Nick Foles outside the locker room that is doesn't exist inside the locker room. This team believes in him. This team, all the evidence indicates that this team responds to him. And the team is 2-0 right now on the doorstep of getting to the playoffs. So it has nothing to do with craze. It has everything to do with results and the team's confidence in him.
Okay, well, maybe craze is the wrong word, but all this Nick Foles, the sensation that is Nick Foles and how the players are responding to it, what kind of effect do you think any or all of this has on Carson Wentz?
You know, to be determined, and I'm going to let Mr. Wentz talk for himself. He has, injured players don't address the media. So when he's no longer injured, he'll talk about it. And, you know, last year on the inside, I interviewed Carson Wentz. It's very well publicized. It's in my book. I talked about it all over ESPN. He was hurting clearly last year when he saw that Nick Foles was piloting his team to a Super Bowl victory. He wanted to be the guy there. So I'm sure that on the inside, and he will tell you, you know, it's tough for him to watch. Sure, any athlete, especially Carson Wentz, 16 starts his first year, 13 his second, now only 11. You know, he wants to be out there with his mates. And they have a lot of respect for Carson Wentz, that team and that coaching staff and that organization. So I'm not going to speculate. I'm going to let Carson Wentz talk about it. But right now, you know, this team's on a nice little roll with Nick Foles, and I don't foresee any change in the quarterback position. I'd be shocked, honestly, if Doug Peterson went back to Carson Wentz.
Sal, it's a story that we'll be tracking in the upcoming weeks here, and obviously you're the go-to guy for all of it. We thank you very much for joining us here on the postgame show.
Thanks, Sal.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen, and all your listeners out there and everybody on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's been a great year. Let's keep it going.
All right, Merry
too,
Christmas, Sal.
Merry Christmas
to you and yours. That's going to wrap things up for the Fanatic Post Game Show. Thank you very much, Joe Stazak, everybody who called and tweeted in. Josh, our producer, did a tremendous job as well. Stay tuned for Flyers Hockey right here on the Fanatic.
Hey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.